The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
What is that? Someone made a tape of something dying or something.
Turn that crap off! What's going on?
I want this music out of my head.
Hey, turn that off! Turn that off right now!
PFW in Progress with Red Kirsch.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence, and nobody can hang with my stuff. I'm just a big, hairy American winning machine. If you ain't first, you're last.
Paul Perillo.
Shut up in here. I'm trying to sleep. One of you turds is about to get smacked in the mouth.
Hey, stop yelling at me, okay?
And Andy. And Andy?
Hey, Ryder! Driving!
Please be 18.
Andy Hart.
We were shovelheads together, Andy. You got payback coming.
Eric Scalavino.
Remember that time we got kicked out of biology for playing with Matchbox cars?
Yeah!
Who's retarded now?
For now, anyway.
My husband Gregory and I wish only for that which every other couple wishes for. To tame Komodo dragons in Sri Lanka.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Hakuna Matata, bitches.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. The gang's almost all here. Paul is at the Hall of Fame committee luncheon.
Moping.
We'll talk about
sulking, bitching
about that in a moment. But Eric's here, Andy's here, Kevin's in the booth, I'm here. And at 12:30, Gerard Mayo will be here, as tweeted out by Andy Hart and others.
So we'll have
a chance to talk with Gerard right here in the studio. We already got a couple emails in for him. So if you have a question, perhaps we'll get time to ask him your question at around 12:30 when he gets here.
That could be problematic. Doesn't lunch usually arrive around 12:30?
He's got enough free food down the hall. He doesn't need to worry about it.
No, I mean, I don't want to do an interview. I want to be eating.
Yeah. we can do both.
Gerard, can you come back in 15?
Yeah, can you excuse us? We're eating lunch. So that's exciting, because the last time Gerard was here was a very good interview.
Great.
And I don't think Paul was here for that one either.
That's why it was a great interview.
Because he sat over here.
That's right.
The airbag didn't say anything.
So webradio at patriots.com is the email address.
The airbag. They explode and he explodes on people.
508-298-0398.
And he's,
shaped like an airbag.
So as I said, Paul is over with the Patriots Hall of Fame committee over at Skipjacks, and they're coming up with their nominees, and he's not happy.
No.
Nobody bitches over a free lunch more than Paul.
Yeah.
Is that a seafood place?
He doesn't like the cuisine. He doesn't like the company. He doesn't like the committee.
The way he's respected.
I told him, Fred, he should have settled. He should have appeased you and himself by doing this. He should have come to the show, gotten his lunch order from Grande, done the interview with Gerard, as we're going to do, then go to Skipjack's, slam his food on the table.
Right.
And say, you guys don't respect my opinions anyway, so I figured I'd show up late.
Well, he's so passive-aggressive. I don't know, if I told him, all right, Paul, I'll do it, if he'd be mad because now he's not doing it.
And later he would say little things Fred went instead of me, so who knows what went on. Or whatever.
Right. My opinion doesn't count.
Right.
Apparently no one cares what I think. It's like, well, then go. Yeah.
Bitches no matter what. That's what you have to come to. He's going to bitch no matter what.
It's unbelievable.
Until you tell him I'm going to double your salary and you can stay home today, he's going
to
bitch.
You can stay home for games. Right. You don't have to work weekends ever. You don't have to edit anymore.
He comes in with his jacket on his way over there. He goes, well, have fun doing the radio.
Yeah.
I'm like, Paul, you know you're going to like this.
Paul Perillo or my 5-year-old son?
Well, there's nothing I like better than the PFW Progress, so obviously it's not going to be as fun as that. I go, well, but it's important for you to be on the committee. They don't. My opinion doesn't count. It doesn't matter. It's like, oh, God.
Well, nobody's opinion matters this year. It's going to be Teddy Bruschi. Let me let you in on a little hint.
That's true.
In some years, there's actual debates and questions and close calls. I can't imagine anyone other than Teddy Bruschi is going to be taking the podium in August.
But there could be some conversation about how the next few years are handled.
Why do they have to be handled?
Because there's certain guys that maybe now some of the old-timers will think are never going to get in.
Okay.
And
we already have an old timers committee.
I know.
So there's nothing that needs to be handled. You set up certain rules and allow it to play out naturally.
Yeah.
Don't tweak it because of X or Y or Z.
I agree with that.
Let it play out.
No, I agree. But you know there's going to be
And it's a bad idea.
There's going to be some bitching going on. I guarantee you there's always something that's...
Does my guy deserve any special consideration, Chuck Fairbanks?
It's funny. You mentioned him on the show on Tuesday, and then he passed away.
Right.
You know?
Coincidence?
I think you still have to vote for the overall career. I mean, I know he'll probably get some sympathy votes because it's so close. But I think eventually he will be in there, but I don't know if...
Maybe he could be a... I don't even know how the veterans work.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. That's probably...
Certainly a veteran.
Yeah.
And he certainly gets high praise from Belichick.
What do they call this, the senior?
I don't think he can go in before class. Parcells goes in. Do you?
I think he could.
I
think you can argue Parcells did more from a
credibility time
standpoint.
Too, yeah.
I think he did more just pure football, the drafts he put together.
Right.
I mean, that was as good as anybody in any team.
Longevity and his track record.
And for the fact that Bill Parcells stole his defense from him. Who he stole it from.
Yeah.
Bud Wilkinson.
Right.
But from a Patriots perspective, the 3-4 that he took to New York and then came back here with Belichick is Fairbanks's.
Yeah.
I think you could make an argument for Fairbanks over Parcells. He's not as glorified a name. And, you know, one similarity is
they both left
under strange, controversial circumstances under different ownership groups. You know, you can't even blame them both on the Billy Sullivan era.
Yeah.
So I would vote Fairbanks over Parcells just because I think you look at what he did at that time.
But I'd also make an argument that neither should go in. So,
well, the argument for that would be Parcells. I mean, Belichick. That's what great is. You guys were good.
Right.
That's great. Three Super Bowls.
Yeah.
That's great.
Okay, so what do you guys think about Tom Brady working out on the West Coast? Great that he's with Danny Amendola, but why is Terrell Owens out there with him?
Why not?
Maybe he just needed a receiver, and T.O. was available.
Right. We know he's a guy that's around Hollywood doing all this crap, so he's in that area significant portions of the year. And you need receivers, especially when you're out there with Matt Cassel. The same receiver can't run for you and Cassel 8,000 times in Southern California heat, right? You need guys, and who better to get? I mean, we know he's a workout warrior, good shape.
Right.
Why not?
So when they're done, does Brady take him over to the house for bologna sandwiches or something like that?
Bologna sandwiches.
I think the last time Brady ate bologna was probably never growing up in the rich family he did.
Ooh, he liked bologna.
He probably never had bologna in his life.
You want mustard or mayo on yours?
What is that voice?
That's
Julia Child.
The sandwiches.
I thought that was
Julia Child.
I did too, or the guy from the Muppets or something. The chef,
the Swedish chef.
That was terrible.
Well,
that was worse than mine.
But
I don't make any leap that Patriots need an outside receiver.
Hasn't
played in the NFL in three years.
But how does he even get hooked up with them? How does he
they're
get
stars?
They know each other. Yeah, I mean
they're really rich stars in L.A.
All the big time players know each other.
Broke.
Well, he might be.
He may be broke, but I guarantee he still rubs elbows in rich circles. He's one of those guys that, yes, maybe if you actually did the books, he doesn't have money. But I bet you he doesn't eat at McDonald's and drive a Nissan Sentra.
Is his agent the same as Amendola's? By any chance?
Who's Amendola's agent?
Don't know.
Because his is Rosenhaus.
Okay. It's still
I Rosenhaus. Don't believe Amendola's is Rosenhaus.
Okay.
So
I'm just trying to figure out the connection.
Yeah. Now maybe they
How
have
did he
a,
get involved, you know?
Well, but it doesn't seem that strange to me.
It
they're
doesn't
both
to
in
me
LA,
either.
They're both NFL stars, they're both, you know, celebrities.
I know, but there's a lot of NFL stars that live on the West Coast.
In L.A. that are celebrities
not a lot who aren't on a team and can work out with a guy.
Right.
I mean, Brady's not going to go and work out with Andre Johnson.
Right. Or who's the guy that just did Dancing with the Stars? Jacoby
Jones. Jacoby Jones.
He's not going to work out with him.
No. Although,
if Hines Ward were there, I would say Hines Ward is the same thing. He did Dancing with Stars. He's in sort of the celebrity circle now. He did that movie, you know, different things.
Yeah.
I don't find it surprising.
Now, to be fair, a lot of the U guys who are on other teams, they go and work out with each other at the U.
Right.
Right.
So, but in general, not the norm, really.
I think you guys are poo-pooing it. I think it'd be interesting to know how he got involved in this workout.
I think it's going to be some boring answer.
Okay.
Just, you know.
I would be interested
in he just happened to be there or he was available.
And there were other people on the field, too, from the photo. I don't know who they were.
It looked
Matt Cassel, I think, was one of them.
Oh, Cassel was definitely one of them. It looked like Amendola was still there. And by the way, T. Martin, I don't think Brady's going to be happy with you sending photos. Brady doesn't like to be paparazzied
by anybody.
I mean, the reason it looks like it's a closed enclosed field.
Yep.
He's going there for a reason. And T. Martin is in his office every day tweeting out the photo.
Yeah.
And he probably is like, bitch, you drafted ahead of me. Now you're going to be a DB or something. Like, he's probably pissed off at that because he's obviously a Brady 6 member. So, and if you're USC, I'm not sure you even want T. Martin doing it. Like, is there benefit to having Brady come work out?
Exactly.
And now you're kind of.
Now you piss him off?
Yeah.
But he's worked out at USC before, hasn't he?
I believe both.
UCLA
and USC.
That's right. He did UCLA once.
But the UCLA one,
at least once,
I think was public. I think that one was like out there.
Was that during,
during the lockout?
I believe, yeah.
I think it was, yeah.
But if my memory serves me right, that one was more public, like in a big field that's open to people could be passing by.
Right.
This is like this is almost like where Manning, remember when Manning worked out at Duke and you couldn't see anything except the one video?
Right, right.
This looked like more of an enclosed facility like that and T. Martin sending pictures out.
So that's.
But it's good news that Amendola's out there.
Sure.
Now, I was a little curious that we didn't see Hernandez, who said he was going to be out there working with him.
Mm.
Brady's out there with Hernandez. Oh, you know what? I just really rented that house to have fun and party in California. I had no intention of working out. So that I found a little curious. But
well, we don't know for sure he wasn't there, but we didn't see
him. He wasn't in the photo.
He wasn't in the photo.
He's a distinctive guy.
He wasn't in the photo.
I mean, there was one random, looked like a woman on the field. Did you see that in today's photo, the second, the TO
one? I didn't see today's
photo. On the left side of the line of scrimmage, it actually looked like Donna Spigarola, our community relations, whatever she title is. And I was like, why would she be out there?
Hmm.
Okay.
Big news today, Freddie.
Yeah.
Preseason
sked.
We're going to get that at 4 o'clock, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The NFL will announce it. It will not include specifics necessarily. The national games will, but it'll be one of those, you know, on the weekend of the 20 blah to the 20 whatever, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
You know. So we need to figure out who the other three are other than the Giants because we always play the Giants in the finale.
Right. But do we care?
No.
Well, you and I do, kind of, because that would affect where we're going. And
those are the best trips.
And for how long we're going.
And
because
what might be the joint practice
exactly.
if there is one.
Yeah.
But either way, those are the best trips because you usually have like a full day to spend, basically. You don't want to be in a crap. You don't want to go to Carolina for the 700th
time. No, it's better. It's treated almost like a day at the Super Bowl almost, you know. You get to go to practice. You get your availability.
No, but I'm saying even if they don't practice – those are the better trips because you actually have a full day.
Oh,
yeah. It's a night game. You can.
Sure.
You'd rather be in a
Although
nice place.
Although I hate night games on the road. It's a lot.
I hate the preseason in general because it's all night games.
Yeah.
It's all games that suck.
Now we sound like Paul.
Yeah.
Well, but
it's a little bit.
Well, but everybody hates the preseason.
I actually loved the preseason because that's when you
write to us
to
or call us if you like the preseason.
Oh, the football
in any
sucks.
Way.
The
Anything.
Football blows.
Yeah.
I was talking from you guys as a personal.
Oh,
you know, if you're in a nice place with a beach, you have time to go to the beach.
Okay, that's a benefit,
right.
If there is, but, you know.
A little more relaxed schedule. There was one other note I wanted to talk about. Oh, Edelman went to the Giants, you know, meeting with the Giants.
Yep.
Be interesting to see how that plays out. I wouldn't go there if I were him. Seems like they have better receivers, more competitive.
Well, the fact that he's going around talking to other teams kind of
tells
you that
one other team.
Whatever the Patriots have offered him, if anything, is not satisfying.
Right.
Him. Yeah.
But if the Patriots are offering anything, I'd come back here. You're behind some decent guys there. You've kind of built a role here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nobody on the outside. Maybe you see playing time on the outside. At worst, you're probably the punt returner. I'd stay here if I were him. Well, unless it was significantly more money.
Yeah. I mean, if you can't. You know, if they can't match what they're offering, but otherwise. Freddie, I also wanted to get your thoughts on this Sports Business Journal story. Did you see that yesterday about the cameras in the locker room?
I did, and I was going to write my edit letter about it.
Oh.
Yeah.
You want to give a sneak peek or no?
I don't like it. I don't think
you don't like the
I don't
idea
think
of
it's
it?
Worth the effort. I don't think it's.
Oh, it certainly isn't.
It's not going to be I think the idea is great. To create content at the stadium, you can't get anywhere else. Yes, I understand that. I get it. They need to do it. But this particular content, I don't think is going to be compelling enough.
Well, I'm a little confused because you just said, and I think the story said, that it was for in-stadium use only.
Right.
But if it's available on an app.
No, you can wall that off so that it's only available on the stadium Wi-Fi.
He's an expert on that.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because if it's – I mean, that defeats the purpose then if you're
– Right. No, it's going to be only in stadium, and it's only going to be for the home team.
Right.
And then the home team can choose to use it.
Or not.
Or not.
Or not. And I'm guessing which door this team's going to use.
Right. So, actually, we might be one of the teams that actually do use it, only because our stature with the digital committee. So we might actually use it. It'll be on a limited basis, though, and it'll be very censored. And
it'll just show. Sure, Bill's gonna love that. Right. So, a sole sneaker, just sitting there.
So because of all of that,
the wall.
Is it really worth the headache doing? And or should we focus on stuff that's more realistic and would be valuable to the fans?
Well, part of that story is the other half of it, which was that they're going to mandate that home teams. Show replays of controversial calls, particularly ones that don't benefit the home team. Right. Because in the past, you've been to stadiums, we've all been, where you see a controversial call, and if it's going against the home team, they're not showing it. And we're all saying, well, where's the replay in the stadium? Yes. We can't see it.
That one I understand, and that one I agree with.
And that's to your point of doing something beneficial. That's certainly beneficial to everybody.
As the home team coach, I'm wondering, why aren't we doing everything we can in our power to create a home team competitive advantage? But I get it. The fans want the replay, and that's what they get at home. They get numerous replays almost of every play, and we've got to compete with that experience. So that one I understand. That one I agree with. But I've been when we were in Europe in London, I spent 2 days at the sports cafe, so I watched every sports show that they had, and there was a lot of rugby and a lot of soccer, and pretty much all of them have cameras in the locker rooms before and after the game. Mm-hmm. So you see but it's boring.
It's going to be here.
They're just sitting around. It's boring. So
plus, I don't care for it if I'm a player. That's my chance
that's
to
my
do
time.
What I need
that's
to
my
do.
That's my time.
Well,
yeah.
That gets into my whole exactly. locker room.
Fix
sanctuary.
Myself. Adjust my cup. Right. Whatever I feel. Is there a special room where I can go to get away from the camera? There's no value in it, first of all.
I bet you the training room is going to be far overloaded than it normally is
because
of that, because people aren't going to want to be
And now you're making it hard on the coaches because, Dante's down in the area of the offensive line, and he's kind of talking to them while they do whatever they need to do, but if they need to go somewhere else to do what they need to do, does Dante need to go with them to, some of them? And there's no value in it.
Is there audio or no, Fred?
No.
Did you know?
From what I understand, no, but
that might be the next step. Who knows?
Might be the next step. And coaches who probably want to talk to their position groups are going to be afraid that when you see a camera, you assume there's audio too.
Right.
And you never know when there's going to be a mistake and there is going to be audio and it's going to bleed through and you say something that gets you in trouble.
It's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, we're talking about one in who knows how many, 100,000, whatever it is, would be interesting. Would be, the coach comes in and throws something over and goes ballistic. And
you're probably
what would be better?
Show that.
The halftime locker room would be better if you could get the camera and the audio in that and then show it later on.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, isn't it?
No,
this would be pregame.
No. They're talking about halftime.
Yeah. Halftime.
I thought this proposal was for pregame because they said they would show the video at halftime. In order to do that, you have to get the video ahead of time.
No, I'm pretty sure this is halftime and...
I don't think so.
They're talking about pregame wired up players, but they're also talking about halftime locker room video. Mm. In the locker room at halftime.
Okay, that the story doesn't make it sound like that.
It's useless. And the one thing I talked to...
But a halftime locker room is more... compelling.
I don't think so.
Than a pregame locker room.
Crap. I think it's going to be boring as crap. I think players are just trying to, go to the
bench. Fred just spilled on himself again.
And I actually talked, I did a radio hit with Max Lane this morning, and he said he thinks it's going to be the most boring thing ever.
It might be.
The only thing he said is if coaches know it's going to be used, there's a chance some coaches would put on a show in certain places. And I could see that happening in a place like Dallas or, Jerry Jones, put on a show before, get the crowd into something. I could see that happening. Not here. Not in a place with Belichick and, how baseball managers decide, I'm going to get tossed right now, and I need to inject some life into my team and the crowd, whatever. I think in the NBA they do it. They choose to get a technical foul at certain points in certain games. Maybe you'd get that from some bad coaches somewhere, but other than that, I think it's just boring.
I just don't think it's worth the effort.
It isn't.
This particular idea. I think... obviously effort needs to be put into creating that compelling content for the in-stadium fans, but I don't think this is it. Mm-hmm. I think there's better stuff they can do. Now, you know, I'd rather have, and I don't know if they do this, but I'd rather have an in-stadium person interview the head coach for a minute at halftime on his way back out to the field and show that on the big board. I'd rather have that than this.
Like the networks do sometimes?
Yeah, like the networks do sometimes, but have this a regular thing, you know, for the home team.
You're right. That would be better. You know? Just to even though they won't say anything,
no.
The mood and the tone. And
right.
The,
right.
You know, suggest that to Bill.
But, you know, yeah.
Paul Perillo is going to interview you when you come off the field every halftime.
Look, all this stuff, I'm sure if I was a head coach, I'd be against.
Right.
But too bad. You know, we're going to get with the times. They need to compete with the in-home viewer experience. So they just have to do it.
Right. Because, you know, they are employees.
Right.
They're employees
it's just
of
part
owners.
Of the game. I'm sure.
You want your $7.5 million, you need to earn your $7.5 million. And part of that is we compete with TV
right.
and everything.
I'm sure back
yeah,
in the
some
day,
of them don't realize that, though, Andy.
A lot of them don't.
I'm sure back in the day with Paul Brown, he didn't have to do a press conference almost every day. That changed, and you just deal with it. You know, you adapt. And this whole in-stadium stuff will be something they'll have to adapt. I'm just saying that this particular idea, while it sounds good when you think about it, when you get into the details, it's not that good, you know.
And it may, you know, unless, they may realize that. They may do it a year and, you know, there's
right.
really
unless
there.
You're going to say you have to show it and it has to be basically uncensored. Mm. But then even as a fan, I don't want to hurt my own team.
Right.
I'd forego looking at that if it meant, you know, protecting my team. And, you know,
and what happens the first time you see a naked man?
Right.
Full frontal. And, you know, the kids are watching and a family. I'm being serious. Like, I'm not just joking.
It happens.
Right.
Happens in the postgame locker room all the
right.
time.
So if you're going to make it sort of live, unfiltered, and raw, well, you're going to get the raw, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, literally.
Yeah, I just don't see it being a good idea. And like I said, if I'm a player, I'm not happy about it. Beyond the coach. I mean, not even the competitive thing, just...
It's an invasion of your private time.
When do I get my me time, my peace, my poop, my pee, my whatever? Whatever I need to do. Pick my nose, blow my nose. I don't want to be on camera when I'm doing that.
Yeah, that gets into my whole argument that I made a long time ago about locker room as sanctuary. I really don't think anybody should ever be in the locker room, and there should be an area outside all locker rooms for interviews.
I'm all for that, too.
You and know, all players should be available for them.
They have to go in, and they have to spend a minimum of 10 minutes in there. If after 10 minutes no one talks to you, you're free to leave. But
no, but I think it should be like the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl media day, you're required to go to media day and spend that whole hour there, whether or not anyone talks to you. I think
all
there should
of the
be
days you are even
well,
in
yeah.
hotel.
Well,
a little
yeah, right. I'm
sit down
exactly. I think it should be the same during the week here too. You have an hour, you have 45 minutes each day where you're not doing anything. You can go in there if no one talks to you. You have 45 minutes to yourself. Bring a book, whatever. But if someone comes up and wants to talk to you, you have to talk. You're available. The league should mandate that. That would be more, I think, valuable to not only the us in the media but our consumers.
All right. Web radio at patriots.com, 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket hotline. Let's take a break right now so that when Gerard gets here, we'll be free and clear. So, Kevin, when you're ready, let's go to a break. We'll be right back.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback. A running back. Tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
Like so many soldiers returning home from combat, adjusting to life as a civilian hasn't been easy for retired Army Staff Sergeant Ben Dellinger.
The hardest part was getting out. You don't lose your friends, but, like, basically all those people get taken away from you all at once. It felt like my life was over at times. Everything I thought I was totally different.
American heroes like Ben face many challenges when they return home. That's why, for more than 90 years, Bank of America has partnered with military organizations to support jobs, housing, and critical needs of veterans and their families. We're also committed to recruiting and hiring veterans, reservists, and military spouses. And for Ben, we partnered with Military Warrior Support Foundation to award his family a mortgage-free home.
This is something I never expected to happen, and I'm truly grateful to each and every person involved.
To find out more about Bank of America's efforts, visit bankofamerica.com/military support. 2013 Bank of America Corporation. Bank of America, N.A. member FDIC.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. Now's the time to take advantage of our low price value games. Whether it's the Boston Bruins, Boston Celtics, or Boston Red Sox, Ace has the tickets you need, starting at just $19. Ace always has the best seats at the best prices. And all our tickets come with a 200% money back guarantee. Ace has free and easy pickup by Fenway Park or across from the Garden. So treat yourself or someone special. Visit aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
It's time to get down to the oldies with Paul Perillo.
Paul, big news in the disco. Donna Summer is dead.
No!
What did she sing?
Hot Stuff, Bad Girls.
Last Dance, right?
Last Dance.
I've heard everybody knows her for.
She works hard for her money on the radio. Fred likes to paint this picture of me, you know, at the discos in my prime. I would have had to have been about four at the discos. I like disco. I'm not afraid to admit it.
You had a Donna Summer album?
Oh, yeah. More than one.
Oh, yeah.
I love disco. I do. Still do.
Now, back to the Disco Kings of PFW in Progress. Paul Boogie Nights Perillo and Fred Roller Coaster of Love Kirsch.
Roller coaster of love.
All right, back here in PFW in Progress, we're awaiting the arrival of Gerard Mayo, who should be coming by any moment now. So when he does, we'll sit him in Paul Perillo's seat, who's out at the Patriots Hall of Fame committee, force-feeding himself food from Skipjack's. So
I wonder if he's even doing that.
No, he will.
You know,
he'll order a burger and then he'll bitch about it. Yeah.
Smelled like fish.
Right.
So. So we're talking the NFL idea to have cameras in the locker rooms and showing that video footage to the in-stadium people. We're talking about Brady working out in California
With
Danny Amendola and T.O., to name two.
T.O. to the Patriots.
That we know of. T.O.'s what, like 40 now?
Yeah, he's pretty old.
Yeah, he's up there.
Let me look it up.
He's probably, like you said, he's probably in very good shape.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
there's no doubt.
There's one thing he does well, and that's work out. So, I mean, would you rule that out?
Yes.
You sign him for the minimum and just bring him in?
Okay, I would.
You rule that out.
Born 73.
Although it would be funny to hear him say, that's my quarterback.
Yeah.
Bob Brady.
Yeah, he's just under 40.
He could have said it yesterday.
Yeah.
Would have been true.
December 7th, he'll be 40. Okay. 39 right now.
Yeah, that's...
All right.
Forget about it.
Well, webradio at patriots.com, 508-298-0398.
I bet we have some callers that would like it, though.
Olivier is on the line. Hey, Olivier, what's going on?
How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Do you want T.O.?
Yes, why not?
Because he's old and hasn't played
anything, since we have no one.
I'm not sure he's better than Donald Jones now.
Yeah, it probably is. But he's got more personality.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Not what we're looking
a clash
for.
Clash with the coach for a guy who can't play.
Exactly.
We already had one of those.
I will sinker you, T.O.
Yeah.
Come over. Anyways, I wanted to get your feedback on. And by the way, I didn't know that JR was coming, so that's very nice. Nice, cool guys to have invited.
Yeah, we do our best. Not everybody can talk to Gerard Mayo.
That's true, yes. I was wondering what you thought about the Enumbi signing for the 49ers, especially for $1.7 million one-year deal. Don't you think we should have done that to increase the size and the quality and the depth of our secondary?
Well, I know there's a lot of rumblings that he's really regressed and he's not that good, but for them, I mean, for us even, I think that would have been a good signing.
That would have been a great signing.
I mean, if he seems like, you know, he talking like he has a chip on his shoulder and something to prove and all that crap, I mean, you're not talking any more money than you gave, say, Adrian Wilson, who might be done. Right? I mean,
yeah,
he could be done as well. So, you know, for a guy who, was it 2 years ago, he was the top corner on the market?
Yep.
And now, you know, he's done and he's getting, I think he can go up to $3 million with incentives or whatever it is. But, yeah, I would have kicked the tires on that. No question.
True. I agree with you. And also, his contract seems to have no money guaranteed at his request. So I love to see a player that has a chip on his shoulder and try to actually play for us. That's why we have the best recipe for success.
But the only question with him is still that whole man versus zone. Can he only play man, blah, blah, you know, and depending on what they want to do, I don't know if that would be an issue. But
if he just wants to play man, San Francisco is the right place to be.
Well, plus, if he just wants... that was well done, because I didn't...
Thank you so much.
I didn't see it coming. Now you theoretically you have a man corner in Tlaib and a man corner in Asamoah. Well, maybe you're just a man team now, and that's how you play. It's
yes,
interesting.
It is.
But, you know, speaking of your little joke thing, it is funny that we talked about that, is it Quame Brown? And when I said, you know, how does a guy go from Stanford to the Raiders to the 49ers and just stay in the Bay Area? And then it just kind of came into my head. Well, Asamoah left to go to Philly for a little bit, but he was Stanford and then the Raiders, and now he's back to San Francisco. So
yeah, maybe he likes it there.
Yeah, and if he does, good for him. It is a very cool city. Maybe he likes crabs.
All right, thanks, Olivier.
All right, guys, thanks for your time.
Okay.
That was very funny, the delivery.
Mayo's late, Fred.
How late's it going to be?
We don't know.
So this is like Friday when we wait by his locker for an hour and a half?
Yep.
How dare he keep us waiting?
Are you going to tell him when he walks in the door, Andy?
You're not real big on punctuality, are you?
I'll give you a dollar if you say
that.
Really?
Well, webradio at patriots.com. Joe and Indy writes in, I'll start by saying I'm not an Erica Lee fan. I'm confused, however, about some of the things
Andy
says
for?
About her.
I don't know.
Did she say she saw Abraham's contract? I didn't see that tweet. I did see a Reddit post that got some legs from a poster's girlfriend who ran into him in an airport on her way home to Boston. The post contained a photo of his girlfriend and Abraham, and the poster said that he told her he was coming to play for the Patriots and also showed her an email she thought was an offer. This is a story from someone who knows someone who talked to Abraham and shouldn't have been reported, but some sources did report it. Is that what you're referring to? This is Joe and Indy.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably. I don't know anything about Reddit or Read It or whatever that is. I don't use that.
Well, Reddit is just sort of a place that gathers this
right,
stuff.
Yeah, but I just know the talk was that Erica Lee was all in. On the sports radio stations, they were sort of quoting her and citing her as all in that the Patriots were signing John Abraham. And We're now, what, 3 weeks removed from that, or two-plus weeks removed from that?
About that, yeah.
And Patriots have not signed John Abraham. It still looks like, I mean, from afar, you still think the Broncos are going to get one and the Patriots are going to get one, and who blinks, you know, which player accepts less, which team offers a little more. But it still seems like both those teams could end up with one of
those guys. So do you think both teams are looking at one of those guys as their preference?
I would think.
They're maybe trying to outbid the other one?
I would think, because you have to have a preference. I don't buy this whole they're both the same. They're not. They're different. They've had different careers, different builds, different strengths and weaknesses. You have to have a preference. You have to think one has more left, one, whatever. So I don't love that game. Now, it may be a minor difference, and if Freeney's looking for $6 million and Abraham's willing to play for $3 million, well, what's that $3 million difference worth in terms of talent or whatever? But I don't buy the they're completely interchangeable and you'll take whichever one you get. I don't buy that.
Yeah. Fish from Woburn writes in.
Paul hates you.
Does losing Julian Edelman as a returner worry you at all? I don't think his stock as a productive wideout has ever been really that high.
Well, they haven't lost him yet.
Right, and it does worry me. Even
yeah,
because
that was the one part
way.
Of the kick return game that was good.
And now you could go the other way where you have a decent kick returner and your punt returns become irrelevant. Right. Now, maybe they'll use Amendola there. I know Leon Washington has done it, but he's not nearly as good at it as he or successful at it as he's been as a productive kickoff returner. But that was kind of something you count on. They were decent on punt returns. And I thought the other both he and Welker had a little bit of a knack for the one they needed. You know, the one where he catches it at the other 40 and gets you 15 or 20, so now you've shortened that field. Felt like they, when you needed those, they got those. And I don't want to start feeling about punt returns like we felt about kickoff returns for the last 3 years.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting. But Edelman as a wide receiver, or let's just say as an offensive threat, you know, I go back to that Jets game, man. That was his breakout game, and then he got hurt shortly after, and we never really got to see the rest of his season. But I do think he's got potential. I really do.
Yeah, so. I'd take him.
Uh-oh. Here he comes.
Mine doesn't even turn the mic on. He's already just making noise.
Chicken cutlets. Veal.
We were worried. We thought
this
was
so all natural in here. We have is that a tangerine or
no?
Orange?
It's an orange. It's a blood orange. It's one of those Cara blood oranges.
A blood orange.
Yeah,
that's why he's the skinny one.
Would you like a cranberry and white chocolate cookie?
Oh man,
it's the best
as
cookie
you can
you'll
tell
ever
how
eat.
Fat this room is. It's a pizza box with cookies in it.
Please,
pizza box.
Comes out super yourself, man.
All right, never mind.
Playing the role of Rodney Harrison is Rod Mayo.
We do have a blood orange in here. I take that back.
So how you doing?
Doing good.
Everybody's favorite Pro Bowl inside linebacker, Gerard Mayo.
I don't know. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. We're doing good. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
So what? How's the off season so far for you?
It's been good. You know, been enjoying this New England weather.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was a joke.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that was sarcasm. Yeah.
We were actually talking on the way down. Why do you stay here? I mean, you're a Southern guy, and I know you're a hard worker and all that, but there's a part of you that must want to just get the hell out.
My wife's from here, and I love it out here anyway. So it's so nice, you know. Every time I see a cop flying by, it's for a ticket or something. No crime out this way.
All right.
Yeah,
right.
I stay on this side of town.
Right. In all seriousness, though, this offseason, it's the second year of this. You know, the offseason program doesn't start until later, and so you're kind of on your own. Do you like this new schedule that you guys are on in the post-CBA?
Personally, I think it has its plus and its minuses. You know, your schedule is a lot more flexible now, but at the same time, you don't get that extra month of, you know, building camaraderie and getting the young guys in, working. And, you know, if you think about it, how much good can you get from an offseason in, what, 4 weeks? Because then you have OTAs and things like that. Yeah. So, you know, it's tough, but, you know, at the same time, I enjoy the free time.
So speaking of building camaraderie, are you mad that Tom didn't invite you out to California to
I'm
work
so
out?
Mad. I'm so mad. I thought I was going to catch some passes from Tom Brady. I'm so upset. On his front yard.
Afterwards, you got to be careful.
Yeah, watch out for the moat.
Don't fall in the moat.
Right, I don't fall in the moat. Afterwards, when they're done, they go into the castle for bologna sandwiches.
They pull the drawbridge.
What are you doing the bologna sandwiches?
Why do you keep bringing up bologna sandwiches?
Because I just remember when I was a kid, my mother we'd all come into the house and she'd give everybody bologna sandwiches.
I doubt Tom Brady has ever had bologna.
That's what I said. And I doubt Giselle has ever made a bologna sandwich.
Exactly.
So.
They don't know about popping that bubble in the middle of the bologna when you put it on the frying pan.
Yeah, that's right. It bubbles
up. Or pulling the string off the end and sucking on the string.
I was the opposite. I would fry my bologna and eat my hot dogs raw. I would do
really?
That. Oh, yeah.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, it does.
It's bad.
And that's probably why you're shaped like you're shaped. Yeah.
Shots have been fired.
Oh, they've been fired a long time ago.
So let me ask you a question, Gerard, because this was a topic that came out yesterday. Does anything really interesting happen in the halftime locker room that fans would want to see? Because they're talking about now putting cameras in the locker room at halftime and showing it to the fans in the stadium. I mean, you think that's worthwhile?
I don't think so. You know, I mean, you make a couple of adjustments here and there. A couple of tables get flipped over. If you like things like that, the drama unfolds.
Right, right. How many times has that actually happened, though? You've seen a table get flipped over?
Not often. Every once in a while, a kicker might flip over a table.
Yeah. Why's he got to go after the kickers, man?
That's right.
I love kickers. I love
kickers. Gostkowski throws his cleat away because
it's really not that interesting, though.
Yeah, that's what I think.
You know, on cold games, you get a little hot cocoa.
Right.
You get a little broth. I think you call it broth. Yeah.
Right. Right.
I call it oodles and noodles juices.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Plus, what about when you want to, you know, poop or something? I mean,
they're not going to follow you in there.
You never know.
They might follow you in. You don't want to follow some of our guys in the toilet.
Right. No, God.
Or
no.
They'll see you grabbing your. I remember Larry Izzo used to grab his wipes and his newspaper and put it under his hand and march towards the bathroom with his little wet wipes.
I mean, I know it's bad enough for you guys that we have to invade the locker room post game and during the week. But
do you invade the toilets?
No.
No.
But I mean,
God,
like, just being
someone kills our toilets in the media. We don't know who it is.
Really?
What do you mean?
Yeah. I mean, they don't flush it.
Oh,
it's terrible.
Who's going in?
Probably you.
He looks like a scout. I look like a scout. No, but like, do you guys feel like it's an invasion of your privacy that?
We do.
Outsiders go in the locker room.
We do, you know, sometimes.
Okay. So it's your space.
It is my space.
This is my proposal.
Of course, you're never there.
You might like it. I have always argued.
Shots have been fired at me.
I have always argued that the locker room should be a sanctuary, that no one except the players, coaches should be allowed in there, and that instead.
But then you wouldn't have a job.
Well, no.
We have an alternative.
There should be a room outside of the locker room that all the players are required to go into.
Like Super Bowl week.
That's where the interviews are
held.
That
would be nice.
Yeah.
But not in the locker
room.
But the difference is, you know, now in the locker room, you can kind of like, you know, go into the training room and hide.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't be able to hide if you have that.
Do people hide?
Yes, you hide.
What are you talking about?
Have you ever?
I'm 250 pounds.
No, you hide in the other rooms behind you.
Where?
I'm sure whenever you're not.
I put on my Harry Potter cloak. I put my Harry Potter cloak on. I'm actually sitting at my locker. I have my invisibility cloak on. You can't see me.
I'm not talking about you. I'm sure.
I'm talking about you.
Yes, we're talking about you.
Friday afternoons.
Eat your blood orange. Eat your blood orange and banana. Now he has a banana, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm sure whenever you're not there, Gerard, you have a very good reason. But I'm saying if we did go this way where no one's allowed in the locker room, players would have to go into this interview room as the compromise.
Like, I think that would be pretty cool.
Like the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
like the Super Bowl.
But
week,
the
you
Super
guys...
Bowl is bananas.
But during media day, but like the rest of the days during the week, you have that morning breakfast or, you know, like around lunchtime where you have to sit at a table, you have your little placard. It'd be the same kind of thing here where you guys, it's 45 minutes, you have to
That's
be
a long
there.
Time.
Whether or not we talk to you, you have to be there.
I'm not even saying that. I'm saying that.
Yeah, he ruined your plan. Yeah. He ruined your plan.
I'm saying,
turn his mic off.
Wait a minute. No, this is a negotiation. This is how it works.
My
plan is
that you have to spend a minimum of 10 minutes. After 10 minutes, if no one's talked to you, you're free to leave. Fine. But you have to spend at least 10 minutes in that room.
Good idea.
You know, and no one goes.
I'm negotiating for 20.
Because I really do think that
20 minutes is a long time to talk.
20 minutes.
But you do this for a living. Yeah. You talk for a living.
I think 10 minutes is fine. I think, and if a player gets into it and he's got something going, he can stay longer.
Let's say somebody comes up to you first and is talking to you one on one. For a good 10 minutes.
Hey,
that
some of you guys
happens.
Are so rude, though. You're talking to somebody one-on-one, and then another guy. All of a sudden, you see a hand come over your shoulder.
Right.
It's like, whose microphone is that? And the other guy, you could tell this reporter's
some
getting
people
mad.
Who,
he's like, excuse me, buddy.
That's right.
Excuse me, buddy. This is my guy.
That happens. No,
like, don't fight over me, fellas.
Well,
don't
your
fight
guy
over
is a guy who fights. Current.
Ooh.
If someone cuts in on him, he'll fight him later. Literally.
Yeah, right.
He's pretty.
I can't see Tommy Curran fighting anybody.
Oh, really? Have you seen the black eyes on the road and stuff?
I've seen him with the black eye.
Yeah.
Tommy Curran's had a black eye.
Yeah, he doesn't get that from knocking into a microphone.
Yeah, no. He admits his record is terrible in his fights.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Well, because he gets a little, has a couple adult beverages, and all of a sudden he's in a fight.
His eyes are bigger than his stomach.
I didn't even know Tommy Curran drank.
I'm
behind. You know what? I don't have Twitter. I'm behind the times. I don't have Twitter.
Yeah, why don't you
tweet about it, though?
Oh, people don't tweet about drinking?
I don't think he does.
Yeah, we should probably stay off what he's tweeted and not tweeted in the past because he's been in trouble.
I'm not a Twitter or a Facebook guy.
But your wife is, isn't she?
She is. She
She's
is
in
on
with
there.
Bianca,
oh, really?
And
she
they're
is.
All in
and
that.
You know what? I just
you're not missing much, Gerard.
Yeah,
I'm not
going to
tell you.
No wonder Bill likes you.
You know, if I get on Twitter, somebody told me Bill was on Twitter.
Well, he did a Q&A with Linda.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was once, and
I'm not sure he enjoyed it, but he did it.
I don't think that's going to happen again in a long time.
He probably enjoyed it.
We asked him about it at the owners' meeting.
Deep
down,
no.
He's
here's
a cool
what happened.
Guy.
You know Bill very well, obviously. We asked him that question at the owners' meeting. Somebody brought it up and said, "You did a Q&A on Twitter recently. Is that something that you know made you open up to social media?" he gave this look like he was going to shoot the person that said that. It was like, there's no way that's ever happening again.
You just got to get to know him. Coach is a cool guy.
Oh, yeah.
It just hurts to smile. I don't know.
He's got a lot on his mind.
He's got a lot on his mind.
So this time of year, Gerard, I mean, we're roster watching. Who's on? Who's in? Who's out? Do you care right now?
You're a roster watcher. Watch this
better
guy.
Than something else.
Yeah, we'll leave that alone. But
watch this guy in the locker room.
Are you at this time of year paying attention who's in, who's out, or are you like, you know what, when people show up, I'll find out who's on my team?
That's pretty much how I do it. You know, whoever's here is here, and whoever's not is not. You know, those guys upstairs make all the decisions, and I'm just here to do my job.
Are you still surprised, though? I mean, you see the new, wow, Wes went to the Broncos. I mean, is there a little bit of you that's like, wow.
Oh, you know what? I used to get surprised by a lot of things, but I don't think anything can surprise me now.
The business
until
just won't
I hear
you
my
down.
Own name. Please, right. Please, I don't want to hear my own name. That'll surprise me. No.
Yeah.
How busy is it right now in the weight room, in the film room? I mean, you're here all the time. Who else is here? I mean, you don't have to give names if you don't want, but I mean,
I don't
want
to.
Are there
names.
A lot of? Are there a lot of other guys
there
still
are a lot
here?
Of guys here still working. You know, like I said, guys love it out here. It's, you know, New England. You know, besides the weather,
beautiful, it's windy, cold.
Windy, cold, beautiful, good restaurants. You know, a lot of guys are here working out though. A lot of young guys have come back, and you know, it's all. You always make your biggest jump from year one to year two, so that's always good to be around.
We always mock that around here a little bit, just so you know. We call it the year two jump because you're right. Bill talks about how important it is, and. Do you buy into that? I mean, because you have guys, Chandler Jones, Dante Hightower, Alfonso Dennard, Tavon Wilson. If they all make year two jumps, that's going to be a big boost to your defense. I mean, those are four guys who could be core players.
It is. You know, what kind of jumps are we talking about? If this was Madden, would it be from a 75 to an 85?
Well, how about J.J. Watt, who went from good player to defensive player of the year? I mean, if Chandler Jones does that, I'm guessing your
job
gets easier.
Exactly.
And
it is. It's huge. You know, and these guys work hard and You might have a superstar on one of those guys. You never know.
And that would be exciting. And he's doing MMA, right? He's working out with his brother?
I have no idea. I'm trying to tell you.
You got to get on Twitter.
I know. I don't have Twitter.
You know your teammates better.
He could just text them. They're teammates.
Are you antisocial?
Antisocial networking.
All your guys are
He's into antisocial media.
I'm that guy. It's like everyone goes to iPhone. I'm like, no, I have a Samsung. Galaxy S3. Everyone's on Twitter. No, I will not go on Twitter. I'll be the last guy on Twitter.
You're
everyone,
like a 50-year-old
everyone's getting
man.
Off of Twitter, I'll be getting
You'll be
on
getting
Twitter.
On,
yeah.
You're an old coot.
I am old.
You're an old man.
Body.
Yeah, you are an old man. You have an old-looking persona.
Thanks. Why do you talk about my beard? And my 90s straight back braids.
I see a little gray coming in over there.
Thanks a lot. It calls me an old man. I do have a couple grays. I have two kids, two babies, man. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
How old are they?
2 and 1. Ooh. Same birthday, 1 year apart.
What?
Oh, that's very
For real?
Yeah, July 20th.
You do the joint party.
Wow.
Up until a certain age, I'm sure when they get older, they'll be like, I want to celebrate on the 19th.
When they get older, they won't want anything to do with you and
they'll go off on their own
with their friends.
You're right. That'll hurt. That'll hurt my heart.
It probably will.
Yep.
Everyone in here has the sad face now. Sorry, guys.
Well, I know how you can make us laugh. And, you know, last year when you did this interview,
that's right.
You finished up. We were talking about Propecia.
And we guessed who it was, by the way. We figured it out. Yeah, we did.
You guessed about it. It was a defensive starter.
We figured it out.
Who is it? It is. That is who it was. Mm-hmm.
Wait, he whispered.
Was.
Who was
it? No,
say
don't say it.
I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it, but we knew who it was.
Don't get me in trouble.
No. We knew who it was.
Don't get me in trouble.
We figured it out.
Right, cool. We were on that one. That's good, though.
So we need something else this year. We need something new.
Yeah, give us a nugget. Else. Give us a nugget.
I don't know.
Where's Spikes? Speaking of social media, he's off Twitter. The guy made was a Twitter legend, and now he's gone.
He's gone?
Gone. Hasn't tweeted in 3-4 months.
That's crazy.
I mean, no more pow. Yeah, you got no nuggets for us?
Man, I'm trying to think. I really don't.
Who's the worst smelling teammate?
You know what? We're not going to get on this.
Yeah, I know.
This is a bad thing.
This is a bad
thing. I forgot this led to something.
So let's talk about
when you came in, you got right on us about, you know, the eating and all this stuff. And the guy who used to do that to us was Rodney Harrison.
Right.
He would be like, you know, he'd go up to Paul and go, "You're not working out? Look at you. You look a mess."
Right. And terrible.
Are you, you know, because people think, oh, Gerard Mayo, you know, he's a quiet leader. He leads by example. But are you more vocal with these guys, and are you getting them in the gym and telling them to work out like Rodney used to do?
You know what? I don't know. Sometimes it depends on what it is. I'm like a chameleon. Yeah. I can just change.
I bet you lay guilt trips. I'll be at the gym.
If you don't want to get better.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You eat that burger, I'll be having this.
Yeah. I'll text him. At the gym. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I can see you doing that.
Sorry, it took me so long to respond. I was watching film for 3 hours.
I could see that.
That's what I do. That's what I do. I'm trying to think of any nuggets I have, guys. I feel so bad disappointing.
Yeah, you gotta. Yeah.
Well, see, you know, when Robert Kraft walks around upstairs,
right,
you always have to be ready with something because he'll come in and he'll pop into you.
What's
and say,
good?
Tell me something good. Right. So you always have to have something ready
so
for
So tell me something good right now.
I don't know.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
Preseason schedule's coming out today.
Oh.
How about that?
Yeah,
we're good news. We're one step closer
that's
to figuring
the
out.
For the day.
Yeah. Figuring out where we're playing in a few months.
Yeah.
Womp, womp,
do you like exactly. Plus, just so you know, you don't create the same fear that Robert Kraft does, so he wasn't quite as ready.
Absolutely sure.
You could beat him up, but Robert Kraft could make him go away.
Just disappear.
Yes.
Just disappear.
As a player, do you guys like those joint practices that we've been having lately? You know,
I like it. You know, it breaks up the monotony of camp.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you get tired of, you know, going against Vollmer every day.
Right.
Practices are more intense, aren't they?
They are more intense, you know.
Would you rather have a joint practice home or away? Is there any preference there?
You know what? I'd rather have a joint practice away because you get away from everything.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
you don't have
I
to
thought.
Stay after practice for an hour and, you know, play in the sun, get even more drink. You know, your family comes out. It's cool. It's cool to have family around. But at the same time, it's like, oh, man, we just had a 2-hour practice. I want to go get iced up right now.
Right.
You guys wouldn't know anything about iced ups.
Hey,
I don't,
I'm
but you know about blood oranges.
I'm
training for the marathon.
I very well.
Are you training for the marathon?
Yeah, he's one of them.
Unfortunately, I sprained my ankle, so it's cutting into my training.
Right. Excuses.
Well,
call it what it is.
Andre Tippett, every time he walks by my queue, I can't believe you got hurt training for a marathon. Yeah. What an embarrassment. I was running in the dark, and I stepped on a rock.
A rock? A pebble?
No, it was
a pebble.
Rock.
Yeah, it was a pebble.
Rock. So how'd you make it home? How'd you make it home?
Called my wife. I did. I had my two.
You called your wife?
I wouldn't have made it home. I literally called my wife to pick me up.
You should have seen. It didn't even look like a sprained ankle. It looked like somebody beat his ankle with a baseball bat.
I was black and blue.
Black
from
and
my
blue
calf
all over
to
the place.
Toes, the whole thing.
It was swollen.
Jim looked at it. Jim
from jogging. I've never heard an injury like that.
Jogging, actually. Yeah.
Soft J.
It's from juice. All right. Gerard, I was going to call you Rodney.
Yeah, he calls you Rodney Mayo.
Do I look anything like Rodney?
I had a roommate named Rodney Mayo.
Oh.
I did, so that's why.
All black guys would just call him Rodney? I'll say it.
I'm adding a little flavor to the room.
Fred, fire back.
I'm adding flavor to the room.
How do you know?
Oh, Rodney. Do you know any white Rodneys?
No.
If there's a white Rodney out there, please call in.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, good. The blood orange comes through.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming by.
Thanks for having me.
You just came from the weight room. What are you going to do now? You got another?
Wow,
you got
kind of personal.
Yeah. What are you going to do? I'm going to go use the bathroom.
You got film coming up? Do you have film or?
Are you done for the day? Probably. Right.
Well, today. What's today? Today's Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home. It's a nice day outside.
All right. Good. Yeah.
We'll do film. We have plenty of time for film.
Yeah.
What film would you watch now?
All the losses.
Really?
Yeah.
In all seriousness.
I like to go through those. And
your own film, too?
My own film, personal play.
You guys have ISOs?
Yeah, we do.
Really?
We do,
So do you ask for
cut-ups? They don't let you go in there and look at
them. Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
We don't get to talk to anybody. We don't get to.
What? They don't let you guys in there?
Hell no.
No.
Oh, man.
They actually let me in there with you once. Several years ago in the offseason, we did a story. I don't know if you remember, but it was just you and me. You were watching film.
Did you have a blood orange?
I did not have a blood orange. See, if you would have remembered that. No, we were breaking down a Saints game, actually.
I don't remember that.
No.
You want to break down? We'll break down something.
You want to?
This year, let's break it down.
That'd be great.
All right.
Bill,
love to do that
too.
You bring the blood orange.
I'll bring
Gerard,
the blood
orange. Talk to them.
You bring the film.
I'll bring the film.
Okay.
Do you have film on your iPad? Have you going?
You know
you
what?
Even have an iPad? You probably don't have one, do you?
You don't. Say
Grandpa.
That. I do have iPads.
Grandpa over here.
Hey, on my Samsung,
he has a notepad.
Galaxy S3. I can watch film.
Right. He's got one of those Asus tablets. Right.
I can watch film on my phone.
He's got a leap pad that he shares with his
at
kids.
Home. I can watch film anywhere.
He gets the Etch-a-Sketch and he draws out the plays.
I never was that good with Etch-a-Sketch.
No, because
it's hard.
You
look like you were good.
I'm an artist. Yeah. So I'm.
Are you?
I actually am.
No, actually, he's not.
You want to see? You want me? I'll show you right now.
He's very artistic.
I will show you right now.
But that's the guy on his iPhone.
No,
he's trying to
draw pictures on his iPhone.
No.
He's
trying
to make the leap into.
Oh, he pulled up a door and explored it.
Stop.
He actually is very good.
Very talented.
Stop it.
A door coloring app.
You want to buy anything? Because he's got a lot for sale that he's still trying to unload.
Right. He's got to move some stuff.
That's my cousin.
That is nice.
That's a painting.
That is nice.
Yeah.
He's good. He's talented.
Show him the nudes.
That's another painting.
He drew a picture of a cat.
It's a painting.
It's a painting.
It's different.
He's very sensitive.
He
is very sensitive.
We are soft, sensitive, creative types. Sorry. We artists.
But, you know, you go to
nice Argyle sweater.
Yeah. It is nice. Very you like that one, probably.
Oh, I do like that one. It's a nice one.
Thank you.
See, if you go to Eric's Twitter account, it's like all this artist, traveler, Epicurean, yep, all this stuff.
And then at the very bottom. Right.
I work for the Patriots.
Literally.
I'm multifaceted. Hey, you know about versatility. It's all about the more you can do, right?
The more you can do.
That's right.
But none of it helps me. That's the problem.
I'm not trying to help you.
So how long does that take to do something like that?
Years.
Several hours of actual time. And calendar-wise, it takes, you know, weeks or a month just because I don't, you know, I have this day job I have to come to every day.
Is this a job? Do you like it?
I do.
All right, cool.
I do. Which I like it better when you guys talk to us.
Which one do you like better?
When I'm not here.
If you had a painting hanging off the cliff,
yep,
and this job hanging off the cliff,
I'd jump after the painting.
Ooh, wow. That hurts.
That hurts.
That hurts.
Sorry.
That hurts.
See you later.
It's review time.
I'm doing
Mr. Kraft. Come down here.
Listen, I'm doing something you guys need to do more. Answer questions honestly.
Ooh. Wow.
That hurts so bad.
How about that?
The gloves are off.
How about that?
Says the blood
orange. I'm gonna throw some blood oranges.
The gloves are off. The gloves are off.
PR guy giving it the wrap up sign.
Hey, we're out of here now. We're out of here.
Next day with the answer.
Exactly.
All right, Gerard. Well, we'll let you get back to your day.
I'll let you get back to your cookie.
All right. But we appreciate you coming in anytime. No, you're great.
Yeah, you say that now, and then when Rodney...
No,
when,
it's true.
When the black new Rodney comes to the door, you'll act like you don't know me. I'll be at the door like, let me in, I want to say something. You'll be like, no, get out of here, Rodney.
We're going to be waiting for you at your locker for half an hour.
Half an hour? That's a good day.
Hey, next time, just put your hand over my chair. I have my cloak on.
I'm going to bring a blood orange. I'm going to throw it at your locker. If it hits something, then I'll know you're sitting there.
Exactly.
All right,
thanks, Gerard.
Gerard Mayo, let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
Like so many soldiers returning home from combat, adjusting to life as a civilian hasn't been easy for retired Army Staff Sergeant Ben Dellinger.
The hardest part was getting out. You don't lose your friends, but like basically all those people get taken away from you all at once. It felt like my life was over at times. Everything I thought I was totally different.
American heroes like Ben face many challenges when they return home. That's why, for more than 90 years, Bank of America has partnered with military organizations to support jobs, housing, and critical needs of veterans and their families. We're also committed to recruiting and hiring veterans, reservists, and military spouses. And for Ben, we partnered with Military Warrior Support Foundation to award his family a mortgage-free home.
This is something I never expected to happen, and I'm truly grateful to each and every person involved.
To find out more about Bank of America's efforts, visit bankofamerica.com/military support. 2013 Bank of America Corporation. Bank of America, N.A. member FDIC.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. Now's the time to take advantage of our low price value games. Whether it's the Boston Bruins, Boston Celtics, or Boston Red Sox, Ace has the tickets you need, starting at just $19. Ace always has the best seats at the best prices. And all our tickets come with a 200% money back guarantee. Ace has free and easy pickup by Fenway Park or across from the Garden. So treat yourself or someone special. Visit aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
And now, story time with Fred Kirsch.
Story time with Fred Kirsch.
Well, we were talking about back in the day when the Patriots had more dual practices, and the Giants used to come quite a bit down at Bryant College, where the Patriots used to have the training camp. So one day, the Giants were set to arrive, and at Bryant College, there would always be a Dell's truck set up. I love Dell's
frozen lemonade.
Yeah. It's like a Rhode Island, Southern Mass thing. You can't get it anywhere else. I don't know why. I would always get Dell's, you know, before practice, and one day, I decided, oh, you know what, I'm going to...
It's called slush anywhere else.
No. Dell's is different than slush. So I decide, okay, I'm going to buy all the PFW guys, all my guys, Dell. So I go to the Dell's truck and I get a tray of, I think I had like 9 cups of Dell's. Just as I'm walking back, the Giants arrive. So all the Giants are walking up the path, led by their head coach, Jim Fossil. As I'm walking by, I say to Coach, welcome to the Patriots training camp. While you're here, you got to have a Dell's. And I'm holding this tray. So he goes, oh, great. And he starts taking them and giving them out to his coaches. So I'm like Kraft when Putin took the ring.
Yeah.
What do you do? You know, oh, no, those aren't for you. So I let him take them, and I was out all that money. I had to go back and spend another $30.
That was story time with Fred Kirsch.
See what you get for trying to be an ambassador?
That's right.
Head down and your mouth shut like I would have.
I could totally see where he... You know, the miscommunication was, so I just shut my mouth and let him take all my Dells. All right, back here in PFW in Progress, thanks to Gerard Mayo. Cody in West Virginia writes in, the Mayo interview was amazing. He was hilarious and seemed to be a humble and extremely intelligent guy. I also love that he's officially given Eric the new nickname of Blood Orange. So, yeah, it was a good interview, and, you know, too bad Paul couldn't be here.
Oh, that's probably why it was a good interview.
What everyone should do is, you know, in whatever way you want to do it, whether it's emails to Ask PFW or whatever, or tweeting out in your account, including us in the tweet, just say, wow, what a great Mayo interview. That was awesome. Paul, how come you didn't ask any questions? And he'll see that, and his head will explode.
Because Fred won't let me go. He made me go to a meeting.
Right. So do something like that.
Made me eat fish.
Yeah. So, draft expert Pepe LePan writes in. And he says, you guys have to check out the tweet Jim Irsay sent out trashing Florio figured Andy would like to join in on the fun.
Yes.
I don't know what he's talking about, but maybe Kevin or somebody can look that up and see what he's talking about. I have no idea.
In related just tweet news, according to the crap sheet, Desmond Trufant, cornerback, Washington, the famous Trufant family, obviously, is apparently here today and tomorrow to meet with the Patriots pre-draft visit. So
okay.
He is a sort of end of the first round type cornerback, next tier rank, you know, fourth to sixth, third to seventh, somewhere in people's various rankings. And, you know, people think the Patriots could go after a corner. Still.
He also did a Trufant, that is, did a one of those pre-draft diaries for NFL.com. And he mentioned the Patriots in there as well.
He's definitely out.
As one of the, like, I don't know, it might have been like 10 or 11 teams that came to his workout back in March, too. So some interest there.
Who was the second? It's Marcus. Who was the second one? Because he's the third Trufant, right?
Right.
Marcus was better than the
he was one, the first one, right? Marcus
yeah,
was the
and
first
one. And the
one
now is on the Seahawks, right?
Yeah, I think so.
What the hell is his name? Ah, doesn't matter. Who cares? Trufant here today.
Let's see. Phil from Nova Scotia writes in.
Shut up.
He says, Andy, to answer your question about a fast ferry to Nova Scotia, did you have a question about a fast ferry to Nova Scotia?
Yeah, I posed it last week.
Since the mid-50s, there had been ferry service between Yarmouth, Nova Scotia, and Bar Harbor in Portland, Maine. The last ferry service to run was a fast ferry, catamaran, called the Cat. I've seen that on TV.
Yeah.
Ferry service was stopped a few years ago back because of the decline in American tourists and improved highway systems leading through Maine and New Brunswick into Nova Scotia. It is about an 11-hour drive from Gillette Stadium to the Nova Scotia border, and yes, all by land, to reach the most beautiful place in the world.
Well, I didn't plan on driving over water.
Well, sometimes.
No, but you can put your car on a ferry. Right.
Yeah, but he said the ferry's not there anymore.
My friends and I drive to a game every year, and we have a blast. If you ever want to see what unspoiled beauty looks like, take a drive up and then take a bath in one of our many clean rivers and lakes.
I am going to keep that on my mind. That's the kind of thing I would like to. I don't know about the kids, though, in the car for 11 hours.
No, you have to make a lot of stops.
Yeah.
Or I get an RV.
But I heard it is a nice drive.
Yeah. RV. Well, in Maine, you know, once you get to a certain point in Maine, it's just wide open.
Yeah.
Rent an RV.
You ever been to Montreal?
Hey, Montreal?
Either of you?
No.
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
You like it?
A couple times. Beautiful little city.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'd like to go there sometime, too. Yeah. Part of the...
Very cosmopolitan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, has that European
you'd
sensibility.
Like it.
Oh, that's why I'd like
you
to
might
go.
Cry.
Sure. You'd like it.
Also has strippers, I believe,
yes.
In case you're
St.
interested.
St. Catherine Street, I believe. Is,
and I'm pretty sure you could
it
get
has
your
strippers?
Pipes cleaned there.
Yep.
Just saying.
That's what they're known for? That's what Montreal is
known
for?
A lot of bachelor parties go to Montreal. They,
really?
They're well known for that sort of male entertainment.
Entertainment type stuff, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oui, oui.
Let's go to the Ace Ticket Hotline. Jose's in Maryland. Hey, Jose.
Can you see?
funny. yeah, I thought I'd call in since Fred never read my emails, but yeah, it's cool. No, I'm just kidding.
No, it isn't cool. Why does it? Why are you blacklisted? What's this all about?
I'm looking at my email list. I don't see one from Jose.
It wasn't today.
He stopped sending them because you don't read them. What's the point? Why waste his time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, it's pretty long. No, but I got to give you guys props for the Gerard interview. It was fantastic. Yeah, it was hilarious.
Well, part of that's us, but a big part of that is him. He's just a good guy. And once he gets out of the shell of the locker room and the media.
He comes in swinging. So,
right.
I mean,
oh, yeah. But my guess is he remembers it from last year coming in swinging. And,
right.
You know, it's. But I did like that he treated it like a, you know, just a fun, easygoing.
See, and I know it's easier said than done, but these players need to understand they can control us.
Oh, yeah.
They can really get us eating out of their hands if they do
right.
it right.
I am not going to say he's overpaid for at least 2 weeks now because of that.
but I didn't call in for what I'm about to say next, but I saw that Twitter, that tweet on your Twitter account, Andy, with the cover 2.
Yes. Matt Bowen used Tavon Wilson in Seattle on the game-winning touchdown as the what not to do in the cover 2.
Exactly. Well, it looked more like a cover 1 because the corners they really didn't. Well, obviously there was no like under outlet like receiver, so it looks like the corners stepped back even more because I saw Devin. I thought it was Devin who was a corner in that game.
Yeah, I believe.
And I remember you mentioning that. He didn't follow Sydney because, like, there was no, like, you know, receiver, like, you know, below, like, you know.
Challenging him. Right, challenging his zone.
Yeah, okay. So you thought he'd follow him. So you know how Devin, but what, I'm getting off track here. I'm really wanting to get on Savon because I think it was more experience that, you know, it has to relate to that play because he bit on the on the fake out.
I agree with you 100%. That was an experience play in a crucial situation.
Yes.
Where as a young guy you're like, oh, he's just, the corner. I'm going to jump it. I'm going to make the play here. Oops, it's not a corner. Yeah. And I do think there's an aspect of that that comes with just experience and confidence and being comfortable and not getting, you know, it's sort of like everybody's talking about Jackie Bradley Jr. now with the Red Sox and, you know, Yankee Stadium and his, and he just, the walk is just so much calm. That's hard to do. I mean, there's something to that. I know a lot of geeks don't buy into that, the whole statistics and there's no clutch moment and there's no prep. Well, yes, there is. That tells me you've never played a game because not all games, not all at bats, not all plays are the same.
Right.
And I think Wilson got caught up in the emotion of that play in biting on some level.
Yeah, but if he paid more attention, I mean, I'm pretty sure he would play. But Devin did cover that post out. Like, let's say if it were to be an out, but even though it was fake, he should have seen that, and he fell for the out. He bit on it. But what I don't know if it was Gregory or Jeremy, not Ebert, no, that's not the rookie, the Nate Ebner. I don't know if he was on the other side. It didn't look like he'd been on it on that picture. Like, it looked like he was playing, you know, the cover two. Like, it was supposed to. Like, he didn't bite on it. Yeah, exactly, because it looks like the other guy was sort of going out, like, out of bounds also or something like that. It was a weird route.
For some reason, I do kind of think that Ebner was on the field. It kind of rings a bell.
Yeah.
And his problems came. He played, if you remember, he kind of played in the preseason, and people were, he had a pick, he was kind of making some plays, and people were sort of, wow, this guy maybe can play some defense, not just special teams. And then he started having problems with sort of seam routes and tight ends that were, he would bite up on something short and they'd get behind him. He had similar problems to Wilson.
He got out of position.
Yeah, coming up to bite on things directly in front of him rather than on the Wilson play, sort of on the out. But I think that's natural. These guys, I mean.
Right, it's hard.
Can you remember Ellis Hobbs in the preseason? Oh. I think it was like Devery Henderson, and he bit on a route in front of him. Henderson went behind him for a touchdown, and they went and asked him if he would play it any differently, and he said no because he was a cocky playmaking corner. But
and I have an injury.
When you're, when you're a young corner playmaker, you're susceptible. That's why they do it. Double moves. I mean, they take advantage of your aggressive nature and your playmaking.
And sometimes it works.
Right.
And when it fails sometimes miserably.
Right.
Like in those cases.
Sure.
It's just that all it takes is a second and you're done.
But I did think it was funny how Bowen today, a former safety, decides he's going to show the perfect thing not to do in the cover two. And poor Davon Wilson probably thought that play was kind of dead
and
buried.
What? Put it on your shoulder, make it a chip, and get better.
Own it.
Yeah.
Own
it.
That's exactly right.
And he's part of the year two jump crew.
That's right.
Yeah. Hopefully all of them.
Okay, Jose.
Going to positive. Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, did you guys hear about that tweet that Stevie Johnson sent out?
No.
About North Korea?
You know, hey, you know, North Korea shouldn't be talking about nuking anyone, but if you are going to nuke, could you do
start with
Foxborough, Mass?
Oh, really?
Yeah, but then he tweeted immediately, no, you all know I'm just kidding. I have respect for the Patriots and this and that. He was backtracking.
Don't backtrack. It's funny. Yeah. That's funny right there. you don't have a quarterback or a team or a general manager or a coach, but it's funny.
So that was, I guess that happened this morning.
I like that.
Was it this morning or, it was
maybe
within the last 24
Korea,
hours.
North Korea. That,
well, the thing that worries me is they've become the boy who cried wolf, but one of these days it might not be crying wolf. There's a wolf.
Well, I think we're taking it seriously.
We
are. Our military
but
is.
I think we still could get caught off guard because it's every, you know, threat this, threat that. We're doing it. And then at some point he might actually do it, the whack job.
Well,
even though Dennis Rodman is going to talk him off the ledge and help us, foreign policy wise.
Nathan writes in from Southern Cal. Were you part of the workout, Nathan?
Maybe
anyway,
he was the one on the left side that I saw.
He says, I've meant to ask you this question sometime in the offseason last year, and I've been pretty busy and forgot. When we made the Super Bowl last year, and if we won, hypothetically, would you have rather of us won by Welker catching that pass that he dropped, converting on third down, and put the Giants away with points, or would you rather have had Gronk catch that bomb into the end zone on the last play of the game?
Bomb.
The Gronk play.
Yeah.
Because,
really?
Well, yeah, for a couple of reasons. It would have been the best ending to a Super Bowl ever, one. Two, the whole Hail Myra thing would have been a perfect cover for us, for PFW.
Yeah. I mean, definitely that.
Yeah.
Plus, the
no question.
The Welker drop wouldn't have been a big deal. You wouldn't have talked about it.
True.
Yeah. It only became a big deal because they lost and people thought that's how they could have put the game away.
Right.
So it would have been forgotten. It would have been fine and dandy. Everybody gets their title. It's and the phenomenal story.
Nathan says, initially, I wanted Gronk to catch the pass, so a fluky play in our favor made up for the fluky play that made us lose in 07. But lately, I've been thinking Welker, mostly because he hasn't gotten as much respect as he deserves, and that might have gave him a key role in a championship that I think he deserved.
I don't think he would have gotten as much credit for it because it would have just been a play.
Right.
Right.
Plus, he still would have got a Super Bowl ring. To him, it would have been the same.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I don't think the credit would have been anywhere near equal to the blame he's received since because it would have been buried in just in a game.
Yep.
So, Raphael,
good question, though.
Yeah.
Good question.
We were talking earlier about the in-game experience. He says, to enhance the in-stadium experience, what about having a live feed from the Sports Hub with no delay that gets transmitted through a particular radio dial? Wait before Eric says, well, why wouldn't you just tune into the regular radio station? Well, that doesn't work that well because there is a major delay, which makes it pointless, and you might have to deal with reception problems as well. This way, everyone could get play-by-play as if you're watching on TV. Heck, even listen to the pregame show. That way the fans are more informed, like knowing who's in, who's out, etc.
What the hell are we talking about?
Well,
I don't get it.
What he's talking about is, and it does make sense, you have the radio broadcast from 98.5.
Mm-hmm.
You feed it out in the stadium live without a delay so that you can listen. You can literally listen to the game and see what's going on in front of you. You can
listen to John Rook and Scott Zolak calling the game in September.
Rook.
Is that
someone's assuming that John Rook got that job.
I'm hoping.
Yeah.
I was just going to make a very not funny, inappropriate joke.
It's not a terrible idea.
Did you see there was a gunman on URI?
Oh, I did, yeah.
I was going to say Rook found out he didn't get the job.
That's not funny.
Yeah, you should
not
have said
that.
It's not a bad idea.
It isn't. No.
Yeah. Because,
and part of, you can do a part of your app or something.
Well, but it would be tough for the guys calling the game because they always leave the window open and there would be reverb and they'd be hearing themselves.
Well, no, you wouldn't play. It wouldn't be.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be on the app like you'd
be like on
headphones.
An internal frequency.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. Like at the Super Bowl when they give
you
those headphones. Yeah.
When you think about it, this is the biggest reason why anyone would pick the TV over watching it live at the stadium. Well, I don't know about that, but. It's a good idea. It's not a bad idea.
Would there be any? There wouldn't be much cost or investment.
No, we just have to get that raw feed somehow.
Although you'd be Zoe without a delay. I don't know if I trust
that. Be dangerous.
That.
I know.
Yeah, you'd have to have a warning. Jason in Wisconsin, got a question about football and a question about y'all. First, football first. How does the contracts of guys that are put on the did not report to list impact the cap? Brian Waters and most likely Jeff Demps, where does their cap relief come to the team?
They don't count towards the cap.
Yeah, if you don't report.
Yeah, you're not on the team. You're not on the roster. You're not on. You're in.
Right.
You know how Bill always says, you're either active or reserve. Those guys are reserve, did not report, so you don't care. Speaking of which, I don't know if you saw, there's a little budding feud going on in the NFL. Well, a number of budding feuds.
I'm not done with his email, but go ahead.
Okay, well, I'll get to this in a minute because it's related just circumstantially. The NFL PA, Demoris Smith, sent out an email asking agents if they had any sort of proof/stories about potential collusion. There's this whole idea that there's collusion going on.
Right.
Coming up a lot more lately.
Yes. And as part of that, that George Atala guy tweeted out a link to all the official top 51 league cap report. This report is generated 8 a.m., 12 p.m., 4 p.m., and 8 p.m. Eastern daily. The official listing as of whenever he
this
sent
it. This was yesterday.
Yeah. And for the Patriots, it's 10.299937.00 in free cap space. Heading in. And there is $308 million of unused cap room across the league right now, an average of 9.6 per team, as little as $506,000 for the St. Louis Rams, and as much as
$28,000.
$8 million.
A million, I'm sorry.
For the Jacksonville Jaguars. Patriots are in the kind of in-between range, obviously. But I thought this was very interesting as this sort of...
I would like them to tweet out more of that stuff and send more of that info
out. Me too.
Yeah. Very helpful for us.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't care if it comes, you know, because of their little spat or whatever. Right. However we get the information, I'm fine with it.
Yeah. Jason in Wisconsin's other part of his email.
About y'all?
He says, before my other question, I have a story. I came home the other night, and my wife was pissed at me. Turns out my five-year-old son had flipped out at the store since she didn't buy him a toy he wanted. Obviously, the best way to get the toy is to rant at my wife. At the end of his rant, he closed it up with, and that's a fact, not opinion. So now I can't listen to PFW with my son.
Well, just so you know.
Well, you shouldn't. Anyway.
That's not in the top 100 things he could have told your wife that he could have heard on this show.
Right. So my question is for Andy, Paul, and Fred. Do your kids mirror some of your personality that we hear in the show?
Yes. Unfortunately. And that's why on three consecutive days, my son got a call home from school last week.
Is that right? Did he poop himself?
No. He went in the girls' bathroom one day to see what it was like. One gym teacher, the gym teacher said go left, he went right. The gym teacher said walk, he ran. He basically did opposite of everything the gym teacher told him. And then in class, the teacher dropped something on the floor and he just started laughing hysterically, rolling around.
That's you.
Yeah.
He's definitely taken after you.
So, yes, he definitely has some of my wise-assness in him, no question.
Simon writes in, great off-season show as always. Hearing Paul sulk and whimper at the end of Tuesday's show was classic. His droopy, well, I won't be response to Fred saying, see you next Thursday, top the show off. Quick question on merchandise. I was over in Cambridge last week and I wanted to buy some Patriots gear, but every sports shop I went to had a small amount of Patriots gear while they had plenty of Bruins and Celtics. Is this just a seasonal thing or is it typical all year round? I also tried to look for some Rev stuff, but obviously there was nothing. It is seasonal. I mean, this is, you know, Celtics and Bruins are.
It's also, weren't there still some underlying issues with Nike and supply? And...
Yeah, there might be, but I would think this year that, you know, this time.
But yeah, it's definitely seasonal because it's.
Keep up the great work. House of Cards is excellent, and it's based on a UK version from 20 years ago. Which is also on Netflix, I think. So check that out as well. Okay. Wouldn't it be great for Bill to answer a question? You may say that, but I couldn't possibly comment. Okay. Hmm. Well, yeah. He
what
basically
does
say that, you know.
Wait, what?
He's saying, wouldn't it be great if he just said that in response to a question? You may. I just can't possibly comment.
He has said that, basically.
Right. That's what I said. Oh. I said, he basically says
it. Just annoys me that your stupid show, House of Cards, isn't even original. Nothing's original.
Well, in opening titles, it says it's based on a series of books. So I don't know about this UK show from 20 years ago, but.
Maybe that was based on the book, too.
Maybe.
Have you watched the. I forgot what channel, if it's on FX, maybe. It's a show about these two Russian spies in the U.S. during the 80s, the Cold War.
Supposedly really good.
Kerry Russell
it. It's
is
on
the
right
star.
After Justified that I watch, and people are raving about it.
I can't watch all this stuff.
What do you mean?
It's a lot of TV watching.
You just watched 18 episodes of something online that you stayed up till 2 in the morning watching.
Right, but...
You have a DVR. You can watch it.
Yeah.
And you tell us you watch Seinfeld every day.
Well, sometimes when I'm eating dinner.
So DVR and watch this when you're eating dinner.
Yeah.
You don't want to. I'm fine
if
you don't
want to.
Right.
I can watch Seinfeld when I'm doing something else because I know the script by heart. So, like, I can.
It's
I know
white
what's
noise.
Going on.
It's white noise.
I don't have to focus. Right. When I watch these kinds of shows, I want to focus. So I don't like getting invested if I know I'm not going to be able to do that.
Now, when you're at home and you eat with Nikki and Connor, do you take
there's
a
no
few...
eating with Nikki and Connor. There's no, like, sitting around the table and.
Why?
You know,
there isn't?
It's usually me and Nikki just grabbing food and sitting down. Connor is off on his own thing.
Well, that's true. He's
All right. Well, when you're sitting down with then just Nikki, do you take like three bites and then throw out whatever she made?
Oh, no. No, I
didn't think so.
Because I can control my portion. I can't tell them, you know, to make it a smaller pizza or to make, you know, to make it a smaller ziti and veal platter.
You can save it, though, Fred.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. You could have lunch
tomorrow.
We have
fridges upstairs. You can put
it
in there.
You're
going to
go buy something tomorrow for lunch, whereas you could have just eaten that.
Yeah.
Would save you money, would save waste.
Right.
There's a lot of issues.
We don't have an oven here. How do you heat it up?
Microwave.
Well, cannot microwave. It's in tinfoil.
You put it in a plastic, in something else.
Nothing was in tinfoil.
No, the plate itself is like...
Styrofoam.
No, I think...
He has to look in the garbage because we threw it out already.
Am I wrong?
No, it wasn't.
I
don't styrofoam. Know.
But you can put it in
Aaron
something else.
In there going after it.
There was actually a lot of food in there. And that probably wasn't for the air.
Who bought lunch today, by the way?
Yeah, tell us who bought lunch.
Sam.
Sam, because we got our trivia
bet.
Right?
Yeah, it was the best.
Woo! Sam in Chicago. Thank you, Sam.
He held up his end of the bargain.
We held up ours by getting it right, because we're smart.
Thank you, Sam.
Wicked.
Appreciate that.
Still looking for somebody for Tuesday. Feel free to log on now.
Brian is the Fox in New Mexico. He says, I was excited about what we saw out of Jermaine Cunningham heading into his suspension. His play seemed to turn a corner, and the coaches were using him in extremely creative ways. In all the offseason discussion of pass rush, I haven't heard him mention. What are your expectations for him?
Are you okay?
Yep.
For him.
Jag. I had a little bit of hope last year, and then he just got unrailed by the suspension. Yeah. I don't remember him doing really anything when he came back.
I'm sorry, who did he say?
Cunningham.
Oh, gave up on him a long time ago.
Yeah, and I think he's rubbed the media the wrong way. He's a little annoying. And we hold that against him.
And if you're good and you're annoying, at least you can fall back on your good. He's neither.
I mean, he may be on the team and have a role because there's a lack of depth there.
Maybe.
You know, he was part of the position last year.
It's the only reason he was on the team last
year.
Right,
and they're going to lose Trevor Scott. Mm-hmm. I mean, not lose. He probably won't be back. He's a free agent.
Yeah.
You know, they may draft a guy. Who knows what Jake Beckett is. He may still be very much in your rotation, but I've kind of, you know, given up hope that he's ever going to do much. He's a guy. Like, to me, he's a Jag. You know, Ninkovich, the guy wanted to call a Jag the other day.
Yeah.
Cunningham's a Jag. He may play. You wouldn't notice if he was or wasn't there, really. He's made, what, two plays in his career, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Jag. Just a Gator.
Let's go to the Ace Ticket Hotline. Chris with a TIAN. Hey, Christian.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Thank
Christian.
You. Thank you for your contribution.
You're most welcome, sir. Good luck. I hope you're close to 100% when you start the run.
Nowhere near, so.
Well, hopefully you improve of it.
That's his excuse.
Wow, only like, what, 2 weeks away? Not even.
Not even. Week and, I don't know, 10 days away, whatever it is.
April 15th.
Patriots Day.
Yeah. Oh, get some duct tape and Toradol and get out there.
That's what I need. You know anybody with Toradol?
Sorry.
You know any little closets with one light bulb I can step into for 2 minutes?
That might be able to be arranged. Forgive me, I'm just joining the show. I missed the Mayo interview.
Well, you got to go back and listen to it.
Download it.
It was phenomenal.
Oh, I can't wait.
He was very funny, open, basically called Fred a racist, pickle-watching, I mean, I'm not even exaggerating.
We're not kidding.
All those things came out.
Yeah.
So much for the fist pump, huh, Fred? Hello? No,
it was all good. It was all good.
Yeah, Fred's just taking this all in. He's going to fire back at some point.
Well, that's
definitely download later, Christian. It'll be worth it.
Sure, it was phenomenal. You guys are talking about TV shows, and I said, I'm joining the show, but forgive me if this has already been mentioned. Game of Thrones. You guys watch that?
I haven't seen any of it, but people love it.
I've been in and out, and the trouble I have is, do I need to go back and watch them all to start watching more? Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah, you have to. You definitely have to start from the beginning. It is, each one of you guys on that show, I think each one of you guys would like it for a different reason. It's really that compelling, the storytelling, and it's really, it's fantasy-based, but it's really about people.
Right.
I mean, in relationships, and the guy, Peter Dinklage, I think is his real-life name, the dwarf, steals the show. He is unbelievable, but Fred, from like a fantasy level, it is phenomenal.
It's another one where, I know I would like it.
You're like me. You're a dork. You like Lord of the Rings and stuff and all that.
Yeah.
You would love this.
Yeah.
You
know? And I would like it, I know already, because I've seen it, and there's just gratuitous orgies every once in a while.
A lot of breasts.
Like eight women naked in bed with a midget or something. Like,
Yeah, there's hookers, there's everything.
Yeah, it's very, there's a lot of sex in there.
And what channel is it on?
It's HBO.
Oh, so they get away with all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, they can do whatever they want.
Stuff. And I mean, and the scenes where they shoot it, you know, they go to like five different locations throughout the world, and the scenery is just amazing.
Yeah.
It really is something.
I'd have to put that on the DVD.
You know what I started watching was The House of Borgia.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that's good.
I watched maybe like the first
eight or nine
episodes, and it was really good, but I just couldn't keep up with it, you know?
Like you said, there's a lot out there.
Yeah.
You know, the time to do it.
It's not...
That's about the papal family, right, back in Italy?
Real good stuff.
Yep.
Yep.
And I had a quick question. Last year, as you recall, I placed a certain wager on a certain team trading up and got smoked.
Yes, you want to bet again? We'd be happy to take four more lunches from you.
I wouldn't be happy to provide four more, maybe one. But I don't know what I can, because honestly, this draft sucks.
Yeah.
It's not compelling.
It's not.
There's not that many good players. I mean, you guys were talking about this the other day, like drafts that you remember. Like, I remember like the 2004 draft with Manning and Roethlisberger, or the draft with Reggie Bush and Mario Williams. Like,
yep.
Those,
yeah.
There aren't those types of players.
Nothing.
No.
Yeah. And so I really, you know, and with the holes that this team has in the middle rounds, I don't see them taking the first round pick.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. I think there's a chance they trade down if they can to add picks. I think there's good depth.
They trade down twice. I think they trade down in the second round, too, to really fill those 4, 5, and 6 they don't have, right?
Yeah, but if the Patriots don't see the value up there, will they get a willing partner?
That's the problem.
That's the thing.
But it only takes one.
Yeah.
They can trade with anybody. It only takes one they need to come up.
Right.
You know, and it's, you know, Mark Ingram. It's, you know, a running back that, you know, Eddie Lacy. He might not go in the first round, but somebody might say, I can get Eddie Lacy. I think he's a franchise back, and I can get him at 29.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it before somebody else steals him from me. You know,
it's kind of like, well, the Chargers lucked into it, but when they got LaDainian Tomlinson and what was it, top 5 pick, and then they turned around in the second round and got Drew Brees.
Right.
You got 2 first round picks basically,
right,
in the span of, you know, a round and a quarter.
And it only takes one team with one player, one quarterback, one whatever it is that they say, wow, I can't believe that guy's still on the board at 29. And whether it's trading down or, you know, Bill would be willing to trade for a first the next year and, you know, add a fourth. You know, a first next year and add a fourth. He might be willing to do that. He's added a little depth to his draft, and now he goes into next year with 2 first-round picks like he likes to do.
And if you had your choice and you were running the draft room, would you take, depending on where you are, but what's your bigger need at this point, wide receiver or I would say defensive line, I think, in my top 2?
That's a tough call.
You're talking about a pass rush and
a pass
defensive
rusher,
end?
Defensive end?
Yeah.
Yeah,
not,
I would
not
take
a tackle. I'm sick of it. I don't want to hear about
yeah,
your
me neither.
Anymore.
I'm with you. I would go with
he just Perilloed it, went 0 to hot.
I would go with the defensive end because at least you still have Gronk, Hernandez, maybe Jake Ballard. You still have enough weapons on offense. I'd still want to bolster that defense
a little bit.
Yeah, if I could, yeah, I want a pass rusher. I would put a pass rusher and receiver very similar, and whichever's better, I'd take at 29. Whichever I think is a higher level impact talent. Playmakers. I don't know if you know, but I think they need playmakers.
Yeah, I think I heard you say that once or 100 times.
They'll take a guard.
All right, I'll think of a wager.
All right, we'll talk to you.
All right, Christian.
I'm not Barrett Jones is worrying me, the center/tackle/guard out of Alabama. He was an All-American tackle and an All-American center. No, you didn't. You've never heard of him. That worries me because he is a, you know, second-round talent, who knows, borderline first, and that would suck. That would just suck the life out of draft night if we get this versatile, because he's not even seemingly elite. Like, he wasn't good enough to stay at left tackle as an All-American. Nick Saban moved him inside because they had a better left tackle. Now he's an All-American, bleh.
Mark and Cheddar writes in, hey, guys, in the international BBC personality.
That's me.
I'm a longtime listener, 723rd time emailer. First time Fred has read an email on the shower. Actually, that's not true. I just want to say congratulations to Anthony in Naples on his wedding. Has he ordered the bride yet?
Oh, wow.
If not, maybe
listener on listener
if
crime.
If not, maybe strippers can help.
Wow.
When Adam Jones announced he was not going to be doing the pregame social next year, I contacted you to apply for the new host of the show. Given that lately the producers of PFW Progress haven't turned up, I would also like to apply for this vacancy. consider it 2 birds with 1 stone.
Do you have any talents, Mark?
Now on to the Patriots and an off-season over-under game. Ready? Over on
okay.
Patriots' first draft pick, 29.5.
Under. Can't trade.
Total Patriots draft pick, 6.5.
Under.
Right now they've got 5.
Under.
Number of rookies who made the initial 53-man roster, 6.5.
Under.
Who make the roster?
Yeah.
6.5. I will say over.
And by make, we mean make, not on IR. Right. Okay.
Right. Under. I'll say over.
Times Andy complains that Terrence Williams doesn't get drafted by New England. 20.5.
Over.
Over.
Way over.
Because he's not. I'm more in love with him than almost anybody. He's, you know, you look at these.
Is he this year's Mendenhall?
On a lower level. Like, I don't think he's a top 10 talent, and I'm not sure he's going to be.
He's not ridiculous.
Elite. I think he's a good fit for this team, but the more I look, you know, he's not a top 5 receiver. He's not a, you know, he's like bottom of the second round type guy, and I think he's a steal if they get him there.
And finally, number of hours of live PFW in progress draft shows, 9.
Is that a push? I don't really know.
Sounds like a push. Yeah.
I don't really know about our schedule.
About 3 hours, right?
3 hours. It's a little variable because we do the first round, and that can go a little later.
Can go later.
Josh in Arlington, Virginia. Season 1 of Game of Thrones was really good. Season 2 was not so good as they try to cram too much into too few episodes. The third book will be broken into 2 seasons, 3 and 4, and that is supposed to be the best season yet. Another good one is The Tudors. It's a 5-season show about Henry VIII.
Yep.
All 5 seasons.
Not a family that eats beans.
All 5 seasons available on Netflix, streaming in HD quality. Highly recommended, and Andy will certainly like it. It has lots of adult content.
Jackpot.
I'm finishing season 5 now and have really enjoyed it. Plus, it is really historically accurate. Hmm. You can learn a bit about Western civilization while watching. I like that. Hmm. I liked it when it's based on fact, so that you learn a little bit at the same time. It's good stuff. All these cable shows are now coming up with such great original programming. I mean, it kind of started with Sopranos back then, was like one of the groundbreaking.
And none of those like HBO type shows have commercial breaks, right?
Right.
Right.
Which is great.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
And it's killing. I've read stuff about how it's killing the networks, and they're like kind of scrambling. They're losing average viewership for them is because everything is getting more and more spread out and more and more critically acclaimed for all this other stuff. And I'm sure they see Netflix doing that, and now they're worried about even more people doing their own stuff. And you get like CBS or, you know, NBC, you know, they're dead. Like, they can't create a show that's successful at this point.
Right. Juve writes in, I love listening to your show. Always try to listen live. Heard you guys on Tuesday talking about how it smells here in Florida. I think it was Andy.
That was Andy. Yeah.
I take offense to that. It does not smell down here. When it's 20 degrees up there, you guys are freezing your butts off. Guess what? I'm on my boat in the Atlantic Ocean fishing, catching a suntan and a buzz.
But you still have to go home, and your home smells.
I lived in Bristol, Rhode Island, and if anything smells worse, nothing. If anything, it smells worse up there.
No way.
Anthony from Naples will back me up.
I agree with the part about the weather and the going out in your boat and the Atlantic Ocean, all beautiful and great. Now you have to go home and your home smells. The state of Florida smells.
Not really.
Yes, it does. Now, I can't say I've been to every corner of the state.
Well,
As I said last week,
you were
drunk and doing who knows what at the time.
Okay.
Why'd you get out of there? Because you were going down a bad road, right?
I didn't get out. Wow, this place smells.
Because you didn't know it at the time. You were a drunk college kid.
Okay.
But as I said, Miami, Tampa, Jacksonville, Orlando, you know, they all smell to me.
Well, they smell different.
Bad.
Okay.
If different is bad, then yes, they smell different.
Jonas in Durham writes in, on sinkholes in Florida, much of the bedrock in Florida is limestone, which is eaten away by acidic groundwater. This makes the ground cave in. On track stars.
This is a guy who's clearing us up on things we know nothing about.
Yeah, right.
I'm not sure how much money the 64th best track star makes, but I'm pretty sure I saw the 63rd best guy panhandling outside the bus station last week. So
that's Jeff Demps in a couple of years.
Let's see. More. Eric just upped and left.
He pulled a Paul and just left.
He just
playing the old coot today with a going problem.
I wonder if the committee, the Hall of Fame committee thing's still going on.
Well, it was supposed to go to 2, right? But
was it?
Yeah, it was 12 to 2 was the block they had. But I don't really know what the 2-hour debate is going to be about. I guess the third candidate, because it's going to be Rodney, Brewski, but then who were the 3 last year? It was
Parcells.
Was Drew last year? No.
Was Troy Brown. Was it Drew or Troy Brown? I don't know.
Parcells deserves to be, and then you add the two new ones.
Let's talk more important things. Joe writes in, you get Netflix so you can watch a whole series and not deal with commercials. There are commercials in On Demand, and you cannot fast forward through them anymore.
Yeah, that sucks.
And also, On Demand does not have every episode from season 1 and up like Netflix does. On Demand has maybe 4 to 5 of the newest episodes, but doesn't have the rest from that season. I sort of agree with Andy that Netflix doesn't have much, but they do have shows and movies that you maybe haven't heard about before that are quite good. in some movies and shows you have seen before but would like to watch the whole series in order. But Netflix really needs to get better shows and movies for sure.
They're going in that direction. I actually read a thing. They just signed a big deal. This doesn't, I mean, this is more for kids, but they just signed a big deal with Disney that they're going to, and they have some of them now, like the classic movies. Yeah. And in a couple years, whenever some other deal runs out, they're going to get Disney movies quicker and stuff like that. So wait, so I could watch that Game of Thrones on Netflix? Is that?
I think so. I don't know. I don't know if Netflix has it. I might look into that.
Joe
in Michigan writes in, it's been a while since I've written into the show. Still listening, though. Anyway, what do you guys think of David Amerson from North Carolina State? He's a bigger corner at 6'1", ran a 4.4 40. He had 18 interceptions combined the last two seasons with a nation-leading 13 in 2011. Some project him as a safety, but the Patriots seem set there for the time being. I hear he gets beat deep often, but with the 18 interceptions in two seasons, he definitely is a playmaker. What are your thoughts?
David, I haven't watched him specifically yet, but I would put him with my Xavier Rhodes thing. These bigger corners that, oh, they can play safety, I'm a little bit opposed to. And
I want a corner who can play corner.
I want a cover corner.
Right.
I don't want somebody who you go, you know, he might be a – no, I want you to say, that guy is a cover corner. That's the guy I want covering people. And so I'm a little down on those types of player without having yet watched his tape specifically.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind taking him. I wouldn't necessarily want to take him that high. But if he's available and you can make him do other things, you know, third round maybe.
Right.
Fine, but
the I'm actually down on I don't think D. Milliner's that good.
It's not a great class.
People are saying he could go 6, I think, to the Browns or something. I mean, to me he does not look like a top 5-10 corner athlete. You know, I was even down on Patrick Peterson. He doesn't look anywhere near the athlete that Peterson is to me. I feel like he gets beat deep a lot and then recovers a little bit. But can you do that at the NFL? I mean, I know the SEC is as close to you can get to the NFL, but I don't think he's an elite corner. I don't think we're going to be talking about D. Milliner as a you know, next in line to the third or fourth best corner in the league in a couple of years. I think he's going to be a disappointment.
No phone calls, but that reminds me that for this year, we're going to be adding a 1-800 line.
1-800-CALL-ANDY?
I think it's 1-800.
No, it works. CALLANDY. 437.
I forget there is
1-800-CALL-ANDY.
There is an acronym there. I forget what it is, but
You need seven numbers, not eight.
Oh.
Yeah. I think it's actually 855.
Wait, so call PFW.
But anyway,
call PFW works.
It'll
Can we get that?
Yeah, no. But it'll have international capabilities, so our friends in England and so they'll be able to use the 1-800 line.
Good.
So
I don't know what that means, but
that'll be cool. What do you mean you don't know what it means?
Well, normally you can't call 800 internationally.
But we get people to call from all over the world.
No, we do. But I think that I would think twice placed an international call.
Okay.
I just thought it was nice to...
No, I think it's very nice. I want to know the acronym because I hope we don't have a terrible one.
Okay.
Did you have options?
Yeah.
Well, you should have probably talked to us about this.
I think I asked for a call PFW.
And you didn't have it.
No, I don't think they had it. I think we
PFW line?
I think we ended up... I forget... I have... Kevin, you still have that email?
I hope it has something dirty that I can create out of it.
Of course.
From John?
Call Dick.
No, it was from IT. From John. I think in one of them he said which one we could get. Anyway.
Oh, you gave him
1-800, you suck.
Terry writes in, just finished.
Pat's talk.
Just finished listening to PFW in Progress. Yeah. I really like the wrap-up
you
mail by
seven.
Neil from Canada, making valid points about the angry quarterback and the fiery but fragile new slot receiver. As usual, most of the sarcasm went over your head, especially Andy, who started babbling about beating the Texans. Isn't that the same emailer that last offseason told you not to worry about signing Mario Williams? We will offer him a contract when he's 35, unproductive for 4 years, in an ex-Jet. Wow. I want to weigh in on the Ninkovich as a Jag argument. I'm pleased that he has picked up his
it's
play.
Not an argument.
And on occasion sacks Sanchez and scoops the fumble. It wasn't long ago RD was on the field for another end-of-game losing drive, and we desperately needed pressure on the quarterback. Ninkovich fired off the ball 1 yard and stuck to the O lineman's chest like Velcro, getting handled just like the previous 30 snaps. Neil from Canada texted me and said, could 50 have possibly done any less? Love your show, gentlemen, but you continue to beat up on easy targets like today's caller, Teo, that was Tuesday, and quickly dismiss the good correspondence that challenges your naive hometown outlook.
Because wow. I have a naive hometown outlook.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, we're such homers.
Right. Well, wow. No, Ninkovich is not an elite pass rusher by any close margin. He is a good player, a versatile player who does a lot of things. His pass rush leaves a lot to be desired, in my opinion. But I think you can say the same thing. I think there's stretches of game where I can say Chandler Jones could have done any less on those series of plays, or Jerod Mayo, or Vince Wilfork. I think you can pick out certain series and find faults with any. Hey, there's Ninkovich. He was just on NFL Network. But in general, to me, he's a pretty good player. Not great, not a cornerstone. And if they go out and give him, you know, $30 million with 15 guaranteed, I'm going to add another guy to my overpaid list. But he's a good, solid player that I think a lot of teams would like to have, and that's not the definition of a Jag.
Tiffany says, all this talk about the wide receiver position and what the Patriots are going to do has me thinking in another direction. The Patriots always seem to be ahead of the curve. Is it possible that this offense morphs into a two tight end and two back system with only one receiver? Ridley and Vereen are both capable backs, although Vereen has yet to prove it. I like to think of this year's offense becoming a cross between what we saw last year and what the Panthers had a few years ago with D'Angelo Williams and Jonathan Stewart.
Do they take the field a lot together?
Ridley and...
No. D'Angelo Williams and Jonathan Stewart.
I thought they were alternates.
Yeah, I thought so too. But regardless of that, if indeed the Patriots are going to that, which I don't think they are, but if they were going to that, I don't think Danny Amendola is the receiver. And Donald Jones is certainly... I mean, if you're doing that, you want the one receiver to be a versatile, dynamic playmaker, a guy who can make some plays on the outside,
mm-hmm.
not a little slot guy. If you were going to do that, I think you need to go for a... you need to spend $60 million on a receiver. And I don't think they're going in that direction.
Too late at this point.
And, yeah, I mean, your two backs would be a fullback in all likelihood. It would be a fullback mm-hmm. and Ridley. You'd have Vereen as your change of pace back. Your two tight ends, which... Hernandez's versatility is fine, but that one receiver they don't have on the roster, in my opinion.
Mark from Chatham writes in.
You're going to say Cheddar again.
Hey, Patriots Football Daily. Actually, this is PFW in progress. Patriots Football Daily is the iPad app.
Did you hear the argument / debate that Carol Hardy, our circulation manager, was having with that woman yesterday?
I try not to listen to
it. He's like yelling at what address? No, it's not an address. It's an app. You open up your iPad and you press the app. Well, what the cost? And it's always been that. No. That gets you the paper, not the. No, the app went on for 5 minutes. It was very entertaining.
I love the show, and hopefully we can keep off the topic of Jeff Demp's Jagness for at least a little while, although I'm sure it's still eating away at Andy.
No, nothing is. Why do people act like it's eating away at me? I don't care.
It is. I've been emailing about this question a few times in the last week, but I figure the question was too long or it never really fit into the flow of the show. But given the recent offseason attention on Brady at USC, I figured I could slip this one in. My question is, how would you rate the job that current strength and conditioning coach Moses Cabrera has done over the last few years in comparison to Mike Wysick?
Well,
actually, Moses is the assistant. Harold Nash was Mike Wysick's replacement. He got elevated when Mike left.
Right. And now Cabrera is the Nash, the assistant.
Right. I've read in the past about the intensity of former Patriots like Ty Law and Teddy Bruschi's off-season routines, and with the importance of the second-year jump, I'm wondering if you guys think it is the players that make the difference, the coaches, or a mix of both.
Yeah, a mix of both. I think coaches can have an impact, and Mike Wysick's had a long, successful career, a couple championship teams.
As we talk with Jerod, that window that these strength and conditionings have with these players is getting smaller now.
Right.
You know, so they can have less of an effect on
a lot
of these guys.
Yeah, depending on how the players choose to interact.
Now, if you're Jerod Mayo, you're here.
Right.
You know?
But that's not to say Chandler Jones, like I brought up, working out with his brother, isn't getting great workouts, mm-hmm. MMA, strength, core, everything. You know what he's doing. That whole industry has blown up in the last decade in terms of, Deion Sanders with draft people, Prime U, mm-hmm. and Jay Glazer trying to turn the MMA. I think he even has the contract with the Falcons and a couple other teams. It's part of their offseason workout. That whole strength training, versus traditional, almost World's Strongest Man, you know, some of those places where they do the functional strength stuff versus MMA, all that stuff has blown up, and you can find a variety of workouts. You know, Randy Moss, his whole thing, remember he was jumping in and out of garbage cans and all that crap. You know, I mean, you can find a lot of that. And Trevor Scott was, remember he was, all those videos, and he does it, I think, in Buffalo where he's from or something. There are a lot of places where you can get high-level, individualized training and do fine for yourself. Now, I think Cabrera's doing a fine job. The most interesting thing about him to me is it looks like he's training Bill Belichick. He and Bill always come into the open locker room period, and Bill's sweaty, and you know they've been doing something.
Not sure it's working, though, for Bill.
Oh, wow. Shot across the bow.
Well, we saw him at the owner's meeting. He didn't look any more slimmed down than he did at the end of the season.
He is 60 years old. There's only, well, you know what? That's not an excuse. Robert Kraft has
That's right. He has slimmed down.
15 pounds at least in the last, and he's worked hard. We've seen him come through in shorts and sweating. But, you know, as you get older, I think some people have.
I get one of these guys to be my personal trainer.
You should. Yeah. During media period, maybe you can run with Bill. I think he does stadiums or something. Maybe you can go.
That would be fun.
Mike and Gerard just said he's a very nice man. You just need to get to know him. That would be a good opportunity.
Yeah, he needs to let you get to know him.
Mike in Columbus, Ohio, thanks for adding the prospect videos to the website. After looking at the wide receivers, I thought there was three guys who have a chance to be available when we picked
Terrence
in the
Williams.
First round. These players seem to have what the Patriots value in wideouts: good patterns, good hands, no ability to get downfield. they are Keenan Allen from Cal, DeAndre Hopkins from Clemson, and Robert Woods from USC. I liked what I saw in Allen, but we may have to move up a couple spots to secure him. He seemed a little more dynamic and can return punts. I saw several games per year of DeAndre Hopkins, as he always killed my team, Virginia Tech, and do not think the video did him justice. He would be my second choice. Did not know if Mr. Draft or Grandpa Draft saw any interviews with any of these guys at the Combine. Your thoughts on if you think they would be a good fit for the Patriots. So we're talking Keenan Allen, DeAndre Hopkins, or Robert Woods.
Well, I thought Woods, Paul liked Woods. Am I right?
Yeah, I don't want to speak for Paul, but I think his analysis, and I kind of agree with it, is Woods is a good, solid player. Good, solid player. Mm-hmm. But is he what they need on the out? Is he a playmaker? Is he the perfect fit for the Patriots? I don't think he's a star. I don't think he's a great playmaker. I don't think he's a game breaker. You know, I think he's a number two or kind of and I kind of agree with Paul on this again. I think that's what he feels. So would I be, like, totally down if they drafted him? No. I'd be excited that they have a young receiver, but I wouldn't be giddy, like, woohoo, they got a, you know, bad example, but I was giddy when they got Chad Jackson. I thought Chad Jackson was going to be a star, and he wasn't.
Especially where they got him.
Yeah, he blew it, whatever.
He was one of their special picks.
My excitement on Woods wouldn't be quite as high. I didn't love Keenan Allen. I mean, there were times where people thought he might be the best receiver in this draft. I wasn't. Yeah, I was kind of underwhelmed by him. And Hopkins is another guy who's, you know, a tweener in terms of size, not real big, not super speed, that I didn't love. There's a lot of these guys that I think individual people are going to fall in love with from the middle of the first round to sort of the middle, the end of the second round, and it's all personal preference, I think. You know, my guy's Terrence Williams. A lot of guys don't like Terrence Williams. You know, plenty of people will say Hopkins, or plenty of people will say Woods, and, you know, it's going to come down to the fit. But it's going to come down to the fit, getting with the white, with the right quarterback, and he happens to be white. The system, the need, you know, all you're asked to do. And, you know, that's why they make the big bucks, to pick the right one for them.
Sean writes in, out of the star injury-prone players on the roster, Hernandez, Gronk, Talib, and Amendola.
Gronk is not injury-prone.
Who can we not afford to lose come playoffs? Gronk seems obvious, but the D was so much better when Talib was out there. When he went down in the AFC Championship, it all went downhill. Amendola should be Brady's new go-to on third downs. Opinions?
I think Gronk.
Yeah.
You know, I said that last year.
And we've seen it happen.
Yeah.
But that's not something we have to speculate. If Talib does become that guy we hope he is, does that change a little bit? Because he's really that.
No, because I still think this is an offensive-led team. The defense isn't good enough so that I even count on it with or without him. I count on the offense to win some games. And I firmly believe if Gronk were healthy in their last two final games, they would have won a Super Bowl and gone to another. I think he's that valuable, that much of a difference maker in terms of what he does and how the other team has to treat him and all that. So I put Gronk at the top of the list. To me, it's Brady and then Gronk on this team.
Scott from the Jersey Shore writes in, "Hey, guys, longtime listener, 10th time emailer. I've always thought that Randy Moss for a fourth-round pick would be the worst move the Raiders made. Then they took Terrell Pryor in the second round of the supplemental draft and gave up a first- and second-round pick for Carson Palmer. 2 years and 8 wins later, they trade Palmer for a 6th, so I'm glad I'm a Pats fan."
I thought it was 2 1s for Palmer, no?
I thought it was 2 1s.
It might have been. Or maybe
it was a conditional one or something.
The condition didn't work out. No?
A quick note to others who started counting emails. Thanks. I'm glad it caught on. The number only goes up if it's read on the show.
Oh, so Jose is a first-time emailer, the first time you read him.
Right.
I find that fascinating how those people take it personally when you don't read their emails.
Fred doesn't read my emails, so if you had to call.
Email and we'll read it.
That's what Paul would say. Paul would be one of those guys. Fred doesn't read my emails, so he doesn't care about my opinion.
Reno says, since all we have left is $10 million in cap space in some change, do you think we will get any more free agents or will we use the rest for the draft?
No, the draft
that's a lot
is only
for
like
there's not going to be that much.
$3 to $4 million is your pool for the draft.
But does that make now only $7 million available? I mean, what does that mean?
Yeah, it means you have probably about $6 to $7 million available.
So of the 10, some of it has to be reserved for the draft.
Yes. Oh yeah, and some of it has to be reserved for emergencies, you know, during the year.
Mm. Right.
But
you can cut a guy and
you manipulate
some things,
rework. Yep. You know, there's not great options. Somebody asked me that and asked PFW. You know, Will Fork is an option. I think he has 2 years left if you want to extend him a couple years. But I think with a guy like him, a big, not fat, overweight, heavy, pounding, I think those guys lose it pretty quickly. And that's a danger. It's not like a quarterback where you say, you know, I know he's getting older, but he's still playing at a high level. There's a good chance he's going to be valuable in a couple years. So I don't know if Will Fork's a great case. And the other one people bring up is Mankins. He's only 2 years into a 6-year deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not going to change. You're not going to, because when you rework a contract, the player wants more guaranteed money. It usually involves an extension, kind of like the Brady thing. So they don't have a ton of options. I mean, they've done Gronkowski and Hernandez. You're not going to rework deals that haven't even started yet because those are true extensions. Mm-hmm. So they don't really have a ton of options for a lot of big time reworkings, and they have to make some signings. Ninkovich is due a contract. He's a cheap guy right now based on the way he plays. I'm guessing they're going to want to try to talk to him and get a new deal done. So that could eat up some cap space. Who knows if they want to do a McCourty extension. I saw Greg Bedard threw Brandon Spikes in that list. I'm not trying to do anything with Brandon Spikes. I really don't care about Brandon Spikes.
Mike in Maryland says, every time Eric calls Andy an ass or simply talks down to him, I picture Eric in a smoking jacket sipping tea out of a delicate teacup with his pinky raised high in the air.
Yeah, he's not nice to me.
I did enjoy his take on South Africa. We go once a year, but we don't photograph the animals. We hunt them. You didn't go to South Africa, though.
No, East Africa.
Yeah.
And I don't smoke, so I wouldn't wear a smoking jacket.
Keep up the good work. I listen to the podcast over and over and enjoy it every time.
That's what Adam Vinatieri did, remember? He went to Africa and shot all kinds of things.
Big game hunting.
Bloodiness and everything.
I'm not into that.
I'm not either. I am taking a...
I like shooting for targets.
Oh, well, I'm going
like
to do that.
Yeah, but I don't want to
on your yard?
Kill animals.
My wife bought me a gift certificate or something thing to go handgun, like learn how to use it and then target shooting. And I assume I'm going to a place. I didn't really read the fine print.
Oh, you're going to a place, all right.
No, and she's
the
hot.
Padded walls.
Well, no, but it was random. This Daria Bruno is her name, and I she's like a hot blonde.
She used to be a...
A man?
No. A radio personality, I think, in Rhode Island.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think she tried to scam me out of some money, too, but that's a separate story. But, yeah, I clicked on her website, and
baby.
She's a blonde, and in the ad for her thing, she has her gun tucked into the waistline of her, you know, her pants, her muffin top. So, I'm going to get a... Is there going to be, like, a happy ending at this shooting contest? Now that we've shot one gun, let's shoot another.
Are you getting your license?
No. I'm going to at some point. I inherit my wife and I.
He's got a lot of land to protect.
Well, my wife and I, that is part of it. I would like to be able to shoot a woodchuck because those things are a pain in the ass.
All you need is to get like a little .22.
No, I know, but you have to have a license. You can't just get it.
22 caliber? I'm not
sure. I'm pretty sure you need a license for virtually everything. But we inherited a lot of guns when her dad passed away, and they're at her mom's house still. We'd like to be able to use them.
Handguns or rifles?
Both, all kinds. Like,
really?
He had a ton of guns, so that he split them up with the kids. And wow. Handguns, shotguns, rifles,
wow.
Hunting. Some of them old, I think, almost antique-y.
Just make sure they're locked up, will you?
We will.
Yeah, because Jackson looks like the type that...
Yes, he does.
...use it on you.
Oh, I don't think that.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's a lot like me. The first time I ever shot a bird with my BB gun, I cried because I felt bad afterwards when the bird was flopping on the ground.
You should.
And it's one of those things. You're 8 years old or whatever. You get a BB gun. Like, all you see on TV, that's what you do. You shoot it. So you see a bird. You don't think you're going to hit the bird. And then the bird... And the bird goes down, and I cried, and I felt bad. And I also shot
Gotta get a bottle.
Also shot out a window in a car by accident. I was trying to shoot over a car.
And you shot through it?
All right. Well, that's going to be it.
Why do you always end on stuff like that?
I don't know. I get tired. And...
You ate. You had your cookie. You had your half a pasta before you threw the rest out.
Oh, it's 2:00.
Is Aaron done with that yet?
Wow. All right. Thanks again to Gerard Mayo for coming by. That was a great interview. If you tuned in late, you want to check that on the podcast.
Or tell a friend.
And thank you, Sam from
Sam
Chicago,
from Chicago
for lunch. That was
yes,
most
thank
appreciated.
You.
And, you know, poor Paul. But make sure that you tweet or email and ask, you know, Paul,
we've gotten
why
a lot
did you
of
ask
tweets
any questions?
Already, yeah.
All right. We'll see you next Tuesday.
What I mean, women to the left of me, and women to the right, ain't got no gun, ain't got no knife, don't you start no fight, 'cause I'm TNT, I'm dynamite,
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.